Cancer remains a major health enemy, but there is new evidence that it is not quite the same feared killer it once was. Let's get the details live from CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Nick, cancer death rates are dropping quicker than ever at double the pace during the 1990s. Prevention, better screening, key reasons.
Minimizing causes of cancer when we know what those are. Chemotherapy treatments that are better tolerated and therefore have better overall success rates in treating cancer.
Dr. Walter Scott at Philadelphia's Fox Chase Cancer Center. Gains against colorectal cancer are especially striking, but for prostate, lung, breast, most cancers, in fact, doctors are increasingly telling patients, you're going to make it. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, doctors are being warned by the Medtronic Corporation.
If you've had a heart attack or have heart failure,
the company is urging doctors to stop using its Sprint Fidelis heart defibrillator leads. Medtronic says the component can fracture, delivering an unnecessary shock to a heart attack patient, or no shock at all. The faulty leads may have been involved in 5 deaths. It's a chemical widely used to make the plastics in baby products soft, and the state of California wants it out. We're live with CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor to explain.
California becomes the first state in the nation, Nick, to ban the sale of toys and baby products that contain phthalates. The stuff is highly controversial, linked to organ damage and developmental disorder. One study finds phthalates can mimic the female hormone estrogen, causing the feminization of baby boys exposed to it. The chemical widely used in baby bottles, soft baby books, teething rings, and other toys, beginning in 2009, banned in California, Nick.
Well, 3 Americans have been singled out for a Nobel Prize in Economics. Leonid Hurwitz, Eric Maskin, and Roger Meyerson are being honored for designing a theory that helps explain why some markets work and others don't. The University of Chicago's Meyerson says he hopes the Nobel helps advance research.
My ability to work with people in my field to try to understand the economy better and to understand the problems that face our society, I hope that will be enhanced by this.
A story with a happy ending in Austin, Texas, where 3 university students were rescued in good shape yesterday after spending more than 30 hours in a cave.
Nothing went wrong, except just getting lost.
The trio kept their heads, helping rescuers by scattering a trail of leaves and then staying in one place. One of Southern California's main arteries is back in business this morning. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from the I-5.
A morning traffic nightmare has apparently been diverted. Construction crews working around the clock have made the necessary repairs, allowing transportation officials to reopen all the southbound lanes on Interstate 5. A limited number of northbound lanes are open as well. There were fears that the southbound lanes would remain closed, forcing thousands and thousands of trucks and cars to leave the interstate, then go on surface streets, then go back on the interstate. Steve Futterman, CBS News, along Interstate 5 in Southern California.
Well, a Maryland woman holds a unique distinction and represents the first ripple in what will become a Social Security tidal wave. Live to CBS News reporter Vicki Barker for the story.
Nick, her name's Kathleen Casey Kirschling. She's a retired teacher, and about 3 hours from now, she will officially become the first of America's 80 million post-war baby boomers to apply for Social Security. Hope she managed to sock away lots of savings on that teacher's salary.
A lot of the investment 401 money they had in the 90s got pretty well wiped out.
We have no retirement besides my husband's $1,200 Social Security and a small annuity.
I have no retirement.
We all know Social Security is going to start paying out more than it's taking in.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Retirement, Nick.
It's 4 past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Vail Mountain Rescue Group plans to resume its search this morning for a missing 23-year-old Missouri man in the Holy Cross Wilderness. Snow prevented search efforts yesterday.
They have concluded their search at this point and found no trace of the man, but they plan to resume the search with assistance from surrounding counties.
The Eagle County Sheriff's officials say the man and his brother were coming down from the summit of Holy Cross on Saturday, but were separated at around 13,000 feet. Keystone Resort has kicked off snowmaking operations following that big storm that dumped a foot of snow in the mountains this weekend. A Basin's already open for the season. Loveland started snowmaking in September. Breck says it'll fire up the snow guns this week. City of Longmont trying to thwart a bark beetle epidemic in blue spruce trees. The city's notified about 40 property owners with trees killed by an Ips beetle infestation. They got to take those trees out. And the Colorado Rockies can win their first National League pennant tonight.
We're going
after the World Series, baby!
The Red Hot Rockies won their 20th game in their last 21 tries, beating Arizona at Coors Field last night 4-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Good morning. It looks like we've got a decent ride starting off our Monday morning commute. No wrecks or problems here in the metro area. Definitely you're going to find some of our highways very wet, and we're having some weather-related problems if you're outside of town. Conifer, icy patches, US 285 right over Conifer to watch out for, and definitely along I-70 through the high country between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect morning clouds.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide, 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
All right, good morning. It's 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patchy fog today, high of 56. It's cold out there this morning. It was rainy yesterday. It's good to have you along. It's good to kick off the week as we sit here and glow in the dark. And you got to make no mistake about it, man. Fall and winter is here. Right? Isn't there snow in the mountains?
Some places up to a foot.
Yeah. Ski season. So that's good news. Bad news for John Turk. Spank Whitey Day. Coming to an end.
Yeah, fall golf is here. It's almost over.
Got to get out there now, man, and do it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try and get out some point this week if it gets a little better. What's your forecast say later on the week?
Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 69. Wednesday, partly sunny, high of 68. Thursday, slight chance of showers, high of 58. And on Friday, partly sunny and a high of 62. So you can get out of it.
Tomorrow and Wednesday look like the best days.
Yeah, tomorrow and Wednesday look like absolutely, absolutely the best days. This is also my last week with glasses. I'm going to Icon Laser Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock, to have the procedure done. So I'm looking forward to that, kind of. Oh, Lord, because you got to keep your eyes closed for 2 hours after it's done. Do they tape your eyes shut? How does that work? How do they do that so you keep your eyes closed?
I'm not sure. Maybe they have some kind of funky goggles you can wear or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how that works. All right. We got an interesting morning this morning. Carl Bernstein will be here to talk about his book about Hillary Clinton, the life of Hillary Rodham Clinton, a woman in charge of the life of Hillary Rodham Clinton. He also wrote a book, too, which I'm going to ask him about this. The book's out of print, but I want to ask him about it, and I ask him about it maybe for 5 minutes, and I hope he doesn't get offended because he's here, obviously, to push his latest book. But I want to ask him about the book Loyalties, his memoir about his parents during the McCarthy era, which is something that I'm fascinated with and that I talk a lot about. So we got Carl Bernstein coming in this morning at 8:30. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to State Representative Debbie Stafford. If you don't know about her, she was a longtime Republican who jumped parties. She switched parties last week. And we're going to ask her. I'm going to ask her why she decided to move from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party, and I wonder how many Republicans out there would call us and say, hey, yeah, Jay, I switched, I moved, I quit, I left. She says she wishes she had a third party, but that a third party is not viable, it's not a viable option. And I agree with her there. Because there's a lot of times I wish I had some place to move to, and there's no place to move to. There's no place to go. Here's something that I came across. Do you realize this? A lot of you probably were not alive when this happened, but this shows you how much things have changed. Two things happened on this day in varying years that you don't see a lot of now. In 1965, in this country, there were demonstrations against the Vietnam War. On October the 15th, 1965, demonstrations organized by the student-run National Coordinating Committee to end the war in Vietnam attracted 100,000 people in 40 cities across the country. In New York City, David Miller became the first U.S. war protester to burn his draft card In direct violation of a recently passed law, he was found guilty and sentenced to 2 years imprisonment. That was back in 1965. Then in 1969, demonstrations against the Vietnam War, the U.S. Vietnam peace moratorium, across towns and cities in the United States, is the largest demonstration in U.S. history, with an estimated 2 million people involved. Demonstrators wore black armbands to signify their dissent against the Vietnam War and paid tribute to the American personnel killed in the war. Now, that's contrary to what conventional wisdom has you believe, that people who were against the war in the 60s had this anti-military feeling. And there were some who did, but not everybody. Not everybody. And that's a demonstration of it right there. But the thing is, and I don't think, John, you weren't even alive in 69. I know you weren't alive in 65.
No, I was born in 74.
Okay. So can you imagine this? For those of you born in 74, those of you born in 73, those of you born in 76, or any time past 69, can you imagine a million people involved in demonstrations against the Vietnam War? Can you imagine that?
It's a lot of people.
You couldn't even get a million people interested in anything these days, I don't think. Now, I've been defending people on the air here forever about this. Kids, family, same thing. Kids, bills, trying to get by. Life is a lot more complicated now. Plus, in those days, no place to let off any steam. Today, you have the Internet to be able to more or less do that. But I'm always tempted to speculate what would happen if we had a million people in the streets. Not causing violence. It's not what I'm saying. Peacefully. A million people who just said, okay, we've had enough. Because it doesn't seem to matter now what happens. It really doesn't. And I think a really good example of what I'm talking about is just bringing this up this morning. Okay? I think it's very, 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 very hard, especially on this radio station, to find anybody. Find anybody out there who thinks this war is good. And then you've got Ricardo Sanchez comes out on Friday with this blistering speech. About Iraq. A failure of national public leadership is responsible for the nightmare of the Iraq War, retired Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez said Friday. If some of America's political leaders were in the military, they would have been relieved or court-martialed long ago, Sanchez told a conference of military journalists. Neglect and incompetence by the National Security Council has led to an intractable situation in Iraq, the former commander of the coalition forces in Iraq said. Sanchez said that the NSC, Congress, the State Department, and the national public leadership are all responsible for the crisis in leadership. He refused to identify specific individuals responsible for the failure, saying that he thought that the media should be able to figure it out for themselves. Well, you know, good luck. His comments appeared to be a broad indictment of White House policies and a lack of leadership in the Pentagon opposed to them. Such assessments, even by former Pentagon brass, are not new, but they have added a resonance as debate over the war strategy to dominate the presidential campaign. Sanchez said the war in Iraq is a nightmare with no end in sight, adding America has no choice but to continue fighting or the country will sink into chaos, which will spread throughout the Middle East. America will be there for the foreseeable future, he said. Now, what's the right-wing attitude about this? Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, I am astounded by his comments. I mean, come on. Republican Senator John McCain wishes Sanchez would have spoken up earlier. And how about Mitch McConnell, He says Sanchez is simply wrong. Republicans reacted with surprise and recrimination Sunday to blistering criticisms of the Iraq war from former coalition commander, retired Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez. I'm astounded, really, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham said on CNN's late edition with Wolf Blitzer on Sunday. Graham, who recently returned from Baghdad, said he and GOP presidential candidate Senator John McCain had visited Sanchez several times in 2003 and 2004. Well, what do they expect Sanchez to say? Tell him the truth? I guess that might be the noble thing to do, but most people who are in uniform with chain of command aren't going to say. And if Graham and McCain can't figure things out by now, I mean, that's pretty sad. But I bring this up. I mean, what is there? Where are we going with this? Where is there to take this? Where is there to go? Reason I say that is because the Democrats appear to be incapable of stopping this madness. The Republicans, who to me are the real obstacle in all of this, because there's something missing with them, and I don't know what that is. That they can't see this for what it really is, and that there are no good solutions in this situation, and how long have we all been talking about this? We've been talking about it forever and a day. I've at least been talking about it for 2.5 years on this radio station. And where do you go from here? You know? Hear me typing in the background here? I'm typing. I'm typing an email to the guy. Okay. I mean, you know, I'm answering his question about Iraq. I don't know what else to say about Iraq. I don't know what else to say. I don't know where we're going to go here. And I'm so tired of all the partisanship involved in it. But I don't know where to go. I don't even know what question to ask you this morning. Okay, talk show hosts are supposed to know everything, right? Oh, what do you mean you don't know? What do you know you don't know you're supposed to ask? That's your job. It's what you get paid. What am I going to ask you? What am I going to ask you? Why can't we get out? I don't know. Why can't we get out? Maybe we're never going to get out. Do you think Ricardo Sanchez is right? Do you think if we did split, there would be chaos all over the Middle East? What in the hell have we wrought here? Jay, stop it. Quit being so indignant at 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Calm down. It's Monday morning. It's dark outside. It's cold. It's rainy. Get control of yourself. Bend over backwards. Stick your head up your you-know-what and walk 25 miles and then call me. Let's talk about the Rockies. Yeah, let's get on and talk about the Rockies. John, what Hollywood names are in the news that are the latest scandal? How about that Paris Hilton did better than George Bush in a popularity poll? You want to talk about that? Because I sure as hell don't know what to say about Iraq. Why aren't the college Republicans over there fighting? Oh, and plus Rush Limbaugh got away with his deal on the soldiers. Did you see that? On the phony soldiers, he got away with it. Harry Reid wrote a letter to Mark Mays, who's with Clear Channel, which owns this radio station, and Mays and somebody in Clear Channel gave the letter to Limbaugh, and Limbaugh's auctioning it off on eBay. Okay, I got a solution to all of this, John. Let's just turn the radio station off and go home and go to bed. Thank you. Because there's nothing we can do about anything.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Woke up this morning around 4:04. Little dog of mine rolling on the floor. Scratching and itching and whining in misery.
Bad breath and bad gas.
He was just chewing himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acid, zinc, probiotics,
flaxseed oil,
digestive enzymes.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His rest was better, his gas was better.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
You get some Dynavite, it'll end all misery.
She has gotten this puppy look, her coat, has she?
My vet was completely blown away.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Won't believe how happy dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Oh, man. All right. I haven't done this in I don't know how long. I just spilled water all over the place. Out of a bottle of water. You know, with this thing of trying to lose this weight, because I've only got... I'm stuck at about 25 to 30 pounds. I can't get below this. And I'm working out and I'm doing all this. But you got to up your water. Oh, man, I'm dropping everything around. And the whole show has now come... Can I get up and get a paper towel? I can go get one. Hang on. What? John's freaking out. You don't want me to get up and get a... There's right up there. There's paper towels. Run in here. Help me. Ugh. I can't believe I did this early in the morning. Hello? Jay is a dumb, dummy. Right there. Jay is a dummy line. Hello? Can we help you? Our morning, this is terrible Monday, isn't it? John's having trouble in the other room. I'm having trouble. Okay, hang on. Oh, gee, it's like an ocean in here. Oh, all over the Bernstein book. Great. Carl, good to have you on the show. Too bad the book looks like crap. How could I have done this? Okay. 27 minutes after 6. I am, what a mess. Don't even bother to call the show. We're going to go home. Hey, Rockies has the largest... Look, I was out of Rockies. I'm telling you, they've got tons of vehicles. You got to go out there and see them for yourself. These are clean late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You will find about anything you can think of. And on top of that, they've got their matching down incentive to help you buy. They've got numerous ways to finance, and they've got good people starting with the Al Shears. And you know it runs all the way down the line to Spanky Herrera and everybody else in between. And there is just no better place to buy. Mary and I were marveling at the fact that we're now going on our third winter with a vehicle, a four-wheel vehicle, that we bought from Rocky's Autos. And you know what? The gas mileage on this baby is superb. Not only that, it's turned out to be one of the best cars we've ever owned. So, get on out to Rocky's. They're open tonight until 9, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com or get on that address, 63rd and Federal. We'll see you out there.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, we got to get back on track here. I got to get back on track. 303-713-7600. I was ranting and raving about Iraq. Then I spilled all this water. This place is a mess. Good morning. It's 6:30, 30 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know what I'll do? I should just let Gina do the traffic while I go out in the parking lot and hang myself. The mess I made. Plus, we're having technical problems, too, which you're never supposed to talk about on the radio, but I don't give a damn, because what can they do to me? All they can do is fire me. So we're having technical problems, too. We got everything going on here. It's a mess. Gina, you want to bail us out?
Sure.
Do you have anything positive to say this morning? Because if you don't, it's okay, because we don't have anything positive to say, and I'm sure there are people listening going, oh, God, this is a morning show. Why don't they carry that syndicated Stephanie Miller show? She likes to tell jokes. I can't. Everything's a mess in here.
I'm sorry. So you want me to go ahead and do traffic? It's kind of a mess out in traffic, too.
Well, you don't have a fire axe you can bring in here, do you? We could chop this place up and start it on fire and get some heat in this place. All right, so it's a mess out there. Well, you knew it was going to be a mess because of the weather.
Yeah.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, where do we sit?
Oh, it's not that bad, really. About a 5. Westbound I-70, we've had a disabled vehicle. It's blocking the center lane, so that's creating some delays now between 225 and Peoria. But for the most part, we've just got the heavy conditions kicking in throughout the metro area for the commute. We're seeing I-70, icy, slushy, pretty wet, some snow in the median on the approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel and all the way up to Vail, and it looks like CDOT just put chain laws in effect over the Loveland Pass at US 6, so we must be having some snow or some really bad conditions up along that area. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have these morning
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving morning, noon, and night. Just call in and carry out from...
Having computer issues? Chances are it'll happen eventually. This is John Turk, producer of the Jay Marvin Show. It's important that my computers are running their best. If something goes wrong, I need someone I can rely on to get me back up and running as quickly as possible. That's why I use Computer Superheroes. They respond quickly and get my problems solved. Computer Superheroes are the absolute best. Call Computer Superheroes for any of your computer needs today. 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or visit them at computersuperheroes.com.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is WebRadio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Superheroes. They respond quickly and get my problems solved. Computer superheroes are the absolute best. Call Computer Superheroes for any of your computer needs today. 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or visit them at ComputerSuperheroes.com.
For most patients, there are only two things preventing them from having LASIK, fear and affordability. Hi, I'm Dr. Larry Spivak. At Spivak 2020 LASIK, we have the experience to understand your concerns. That's why we now offer patients the safer, more advanced method of blade-free LASIK called Intralase. We're so confident in the superiority of blade-free Intralase, we'll provide it at no additional charge from standard LASIK for the month of October only. We also make it affordable to everyone by providing low or interest-free financing programs.
I would only trust my eyes to Spivak 2020 LASIK. It not only changed my vision, it changed my life, and it'll do the same for you. I know you have LASIK choices, but we're talking about your eyes here. Do what I did and go first class. Your eyes deserve it, so give them the best. Spivak 2020 LASIK.
To learn more about LASIK or schedule a complimentary evaluation with me, please call us at 303-C2020 or visit us online at Spivak.com. I look forward to seeing you.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
That's what happens to me when the moon comes out and the skies are dark. I get more than just a 5 o'clock shadow. First, maybe gotta check the president's palms when this happens. 6:30, 6:36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Nice to have you here. Look for the high today to be around 56 with patchy fog. Let's go to the phones. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. I start just showing total frustration about Iraq. I don't know what to say to you anymore about this. I just feel like I'm shouting down a hole. David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm having a terrible morning. Can I be honest with you? This place looks like the inside of the Titanic.
Hey, you know, when you carry water for us, Jay, for the progressives, you're not supposed to spill it.
I know. I dumped it everywhere, man. And I haven't done this like in 20 years.
Hey, listen, your comments by the former commander this morning as I'm driving to work here really made me think. You know, I've called you in the past and talked about how motivated I am and how emotional I feel about getting our men and women out of Iraq, but he made me think. And here's the question that I'm trying to struggle with, and that is we have two sets of moral responsibilities. We have the moral responsibilities for our men and women, our combatants over there, and we have the moral responsibility to the people of Iraq, the chaos, and all the terrible living conditions that they're encountering right now. And I really think, you know, he made the point that you might have a domino effect there in the Middle East, but before you even get to the first domino falling, what concerns me is what happens to the people of Iraq in terms of the suffering and the warfare between the three major parties. So there's these two moral responsibilities that I think we need to think about, and I don't really have an answer, but I think we do have at least an equal moral responsibility to the men, the women, and children in Iraq.
Yeah, I think we do. I think we do have a moral responsibility to them. I'm not sure how you pay that moral responsibility off. I don't know how to pay that moral responsibility off. How do you repair all that damage? How do you pay that moral responsibility off when we can't get anything built? We can't get anything done. I don't know. How do you pay it off? Anybody out there have a clue how to pay? This is what I'm talking about the fact that we're in a situation with no good options, it seems to me, because, all right, number one, you're right. You got a moral responsibility to them. That's number one. Then number two, how about this? What happens if we do leave? Okay, does chaos spread all over the Middle East? Is that an accurate prediction? And if so, then what?
Well, it certainly seems very likely, because it definitely plays into the hands of the neocons and our imperial presidency to be able then to use military force whenever we even perceive a threat. So that fits well there. But, you know, what I think we really need, Jay, is I listened to some of the comments, some of the previous comments that Tom Hartman played on Friday of Al Gore about a year or so ago. What we need is a leadership and a vision that's articulated clearly to the American people and motivates the American people to embrace, okay, we're going to put 110% into diplomacy, mobilizing our allies, mobilizing other parties in the region to come together and work this out over the peace table. That's the way we have to go. But we have no leadership either in the Congress or in the executive, in the imperial presidency, to want to do that.
Well, you know, for the first time, I'm going to get on here and I'm going to give the right wing. I'm going to give them some. Okay. You know, their claim that we leave there and there's chaos. There's some validity to that. Now, is it going to spill? Is it going to spill over? If it's going to spill over, then what?
Yeah, that if it spills over, we start talking about Iran with what is it, 23 million Shias. I mean, it's conceivable in two years or maybe even a shorter period of time that the chaos and the warfare that will be happening over there will make this look like a walk in the park.
There's just I really feel, boy, this is a terrible thing to say on Monday at 6:40 in the morning. Okay? I feel like we have no good options.
Well, there is the diplomacy option, but we need a leadership, a powerful leadership that can articulate this vision and motivate people, motivate us as an electorate to support them.
Yeah, but even if we get that far, your second point, this is maybe something we ought to be talking about. Maybe we ought to talk about this all morning. How the hell are we going to fix what we've broken there? How the hell are what do we owe the Iraqi people? Man, we owe them a ton. How are we going to get out from underneath all of this destruction, damage, and death?
And beyond that, beyond what's in the country, what is it? Like, is it 2 million plus Iraqis have left the country? I mean, do we not owe them something to try to restore their homeland and bring them back?
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's a question to ask. Do you think most Americans care?
Well, I think they do, but I think you need somebody, and I don't know if it's one of the Democratic candidates or where it's going to come from, but you need somebody to speak out loudly and clearly. And so far as I've been able to determine for what I'm talking about this morning, John Edwards is the closest I've seen to come to that, but I don't think he quite has. When I listened to Gore from Hartman played the speech in 2005, there was passion, there was emotion, there was conviction in that man's voice. I kind of hear Edwards touch on that, but it's not quite there for me yet.
I don't know. I don't know. All right, David, appreciate it, man.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Nobody want to take a stab at this? 303-713-7600. Conservative, liberal, in the middle, I don't care where you are. All right, let's put the whole troop thing aside for a second. How are we going to make up to the Iraqi people for what's been done to that country? How are we going to rebuild that? How are we going to fix the humanitarian problem there? And is there anybody else out there that feels frustrated like I do, like there's just no options? And I don't mean to be as dark as it is outside. Here's Alice in Longmont. Alice, you're on AM 760.
Hello, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
You touched on the subject of Lindsey Graham and his attitude and Mitchell's attitude. And I want to tell you something. Of course, you've lived in that section of the country if you lived in Charlotte at all. And Lindsey Graham, I think they're afraid. Lindsey Graham is afraid for those soldiers to come home because there's no work down there. They've closed down a lot of the factories, and I think that John Edwards has mentioned this. And also Mitchell is so party-bound, he can't see the forest for the trees. Yesterday, I looked at Nancy Pelosi, and I didn't see any leadership there at all. I saw a great appeaser, and that's all I saw, you know, on television. And a lot of those places down there in the South sold out to places like India, which ran some of those mills and factories into the ground, and then they left the country.
Yeah, but you know what? All of that's true. But even if we left there tomorrow, two things to consider. One, how do we rebuild what has been wrecked?
Well,
two, Two, if absolute chaos were to break out, how do we guarantee that it doesn't spread everywhere else in the Middle East?
Well, the way I look at it, the Middle East is very rich in oil. And we are breaking our country, trying to run all over the country to solve everybody's problems.
Yeah, but you're not answering my question.
Oh, well, how do we solve it? We don't.
No, the question is, how do we fix what? Look, they don't even have electricity more than four or five hours a day. How are we going to fix all this stuff that we tore up?
I don't know. And every time that we try to help, they just destroy it again. It's not the people of Iraq, the poor people of Iraq. It's that tribe mentality. And how do we fix tribe mentality?
I don't know. I don't know that we can. Alice, thank you. I appreciate the call. Here's Barry in Arvada. Barry, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hi, Jay. I've been thinking about your comment about rebuilding Iraq. And then I thought back into history to what was probably America's greatest foreign policy and diplomatic triumph, and that was the Marshall Plan. Maybe we need a new Marshall Plan for the Middle East.
Yeah. We did things in the Marshall Plan, though. We did things after World War II, though, that were pretty smart. Here, it doesn't seem like we did it. We did those things. For instance, there were political parties involved in Europe that we didn't particularly like because they had heavy, dominant strains of socialism in it, and they also had active communist parties, but we didn't dismantle them. We left them alone. And they also had a huge parliamentary history there. Iraq doesn't have that. But you're right, we need some kind of concrete plan. But if we did have a concrete plan, could we get it done with the conditions there? And also, if we turned around and split tomorrow, and the place broke into absolute chaos, how do we know it's going to stay there and not spread all over the Middle East?
Well, we probably don't know, but that shouldn't stop us from trying. And you're absolutely right, okay, because we happen to have some visionary leadership at the end of World War II with President Truman and General Marshall. And that was the perfect melding of the civilian and military forces. And yes, we had to work with people we didn't especially like the Communist Party in Italy after the war.
That's right.
But it didn't stop us from keeping our eye on the prize of rebuilding so that the threat was removed and people didn't turn to guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, we're in such a different terrain now, in such a different circumstance. And also, too, do you think the majority of this country cares what happens to the Iraqis? I mean, do you think anybody feels any kind of sense of obligation, as David brought up?
If there was leadership from the top, I think that could be caused to happen. I'm old enough to remember the ads for CARE on TV that raised the American consciousness after World War II.
Yeah, I remember those too. I sure do. You're absolutely right. I remember all of those ads.
It's nice to know we're of an age.
Well, I was a little kid. You probably were a little kid too, and people of John Turk's generation weren't on the earth. But do you remember, or do you have any... You might have a little bit of a recollection, either learning it in school or barely remember it being reported. How about the Berlin airlift?
Oh, I remember it very well. I was just a little kid, but my parents were interested in politics. I remember it very well. Every 90 seconds, another plane landed at Tempelhof Airport.
So how the hell do we get from there to where we are now?
The vision has narrowed. We're no longer being ruled by hope. We're being ruled by fear. And that's about all I want to say today.
All right, pal. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Sure. Bye now.
I think he's got a good point. We are being ruled by fear. We've been and no planning, too. This is something else that gets me. Can anybody tell me what the long-term plan is for us to get ourselves out of this situation? 303-713-7600 and typical Monday morning. Staring here at open phones. And I don't blame you for not getting off your half moons. How much outrage have you shown towards this whole situation? Probably more than you'll ever show towards anything else. Except maybe your ex-wife or your ex-husband. And I don't know of any way to get the hell out of here. And nobody wants to answer the question about what happens if we just leave uniformly tomorrow. Does this stuff spread all over the place? What goes down here? I'll take Democrats, Republicans, Independents, or anybody else that wants to roll the dice and take a peek into the future. 649, and also about Iraq. What do we do about fixing that place? Because it's a wreck. 649, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. And traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We've got all the usual areas for slowdown, including southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th and eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Not too bad getting into downtown right now. Traffic's just heavy, I-70 to Spear, and we haven't had too bad a ride on 225 this morning either direction. Watch out for a stall, though, westbound I-70. It is in the center lane, and it is creating some sluggish conditions between 225 and Peoria. Weather outlook today, we'll see these morning clouds and drizzle continue through midday. Then it should clear out. We'll get a high of 53. Right now, cloudy and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Call your local shelter insurance agent to set up a free insurance protection review and learn more about the many discounts.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage and handle your claim on the spot. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Casualty and Direct Insurance Companies and their affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not the LeafGuard gutter system. Check this out. The LeafGuard gutter system will protect your home for years to come. It's a protective system with a lifetime no-clog workmanship warranty and will protect your home from the elements. Think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. I mean, you don't even have to touch them. Learn more about the difference between LeafGuard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them that I sent you. Say, hey, Jay Marvin sent me. And you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality, the cost, and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. Call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. Fall into savings, not on the ground, with LeafGuard. And don't forget to tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
So why are we going to the airport now?
I checked Orbit's TLC Traveler Update. If we see long lines or delays, we send an update.
Orbit's TLC Traveler Update gives you free real-time updates from the community of travelers. Be part of it at updates.orbitz.com.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, working your roofers and tweeters, Jay Marvin. And as I said, somebody is going to win $760 coming up in the next 30, 35 minutes or so. Talking about Iraq, I am so tempted just to talk about this all morning because I can't get the answer I want. And I'm not looking for an answer that agrees with me. I'm just looking for somebody to speculate about this. About one, how are we ever going to fix up this country that we've totally and completely wrecked, and that they've wrecked themselves, too? Also, because we do owe them something. What do we owe the Iraqi people? How about the women and kids? We owe them something. And then, because we invaded them, and then, along with that, what happens if we get out? What happens if we get out? Then what happens? If it spills over? like an egg, or my bottle of water. Let's go to Scott in Evergreen. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
Doing good. I wanted to comment on one question you asked a couple minutes ago about what is the long-term plan for Iraq.
Yeah, what is it?
And I'm not sure what it is now, but I think the original plan was pretty well outlined in a, I think it was Naomi Klein article in Harper's about 18 months ago, where they really wanted to make this into a sort of a corporate utopia for the multinationals, where they would have complete loss of little to no regulation of labor laws, environmental laws, or any other kind of thing.
Yeah, but they're not going to get that, I don't think.
Well, no. I think when the union at the oil plants there basically told the multinational oil companies to get out or we'll destroy the plant, I think that was the death knell of that idea. But, it's that kind of disaster capitalism where they, basically try to impose, total corporate rule, the same kinds of things that were and are being tried in New Orleans after Katrina.
When I talk about what the plan is, I'm talking about what the plan is to get the hell out of there and what the plan is to fold up. And I don't think they have any plan to do that. And even if they did have a plan to do it, I question what would happen if we turned around tomorrow and left, because you got two problems here that nobody seems to want to talk about. One, what do we owe the Iraqis since we invaded that place and tore it up? Two, what happens if there's absolute chaos and then it spills beyond Iraq?
I don't think they're planning for that at all any more than they planned for the insurgency in the first place. As far as what we're going to do, we'll probably do what we did in Vietnam. We'll just walk away and leave the mess to clean itself up, leave it for the people in country to straighten out. And, maybe there'll be some sort of effort to coordinate a process to provide funding for that through the United Nations, and maybe we'll just wash our hands and walk away and leave it for those who live there.
Well, that would be morally wrong. Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a good Monday.
You too. Take care.
Okay. Let's go to Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good.
Okay, I'm right here at the airport, so I'm going to be real quick. My thinking is we clearly owe them an enormous amount. We take a media blitz with the right new leadership and involve both the Iraqi people and the U.S. people. We tell them we're going to split the money we've been spending there, the $9 billion a day or whatever the heck it is, and give it half to their government to spoon that, half to our government to rebuild here, because our economy is awful, as is theirs, and let their contractors rebuild their country and let our contractors here rebuild what we can infrastructure-wise and on, and of course for security purposes. So we use the money together as one pool, bring their and ours to share the same pool of money, sort of, in a large overall.
What happens if we leave there and it spills over into other countries?
You got that problem whenever we leave. So who the heck knows? I don't know. But if they're building their own stuff and they're working towards something and they think that we're helping participate, just maybe we can, salvage something. But it will take really new leadership in a positive fashion to help that happen. It's obviously, you walked into hell and now you got to try to play out, sadly.
Yeah,
I think that makes any sense.
I would agree with much of what you just say. Have a safe flight. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
Take care, man.
All right. Well, he's right. We walked our way into hell. Now we're going to have to use a fire hose and an axe or whatever to get the hell out. I just don't know what's going to happen. And it's so hard to get on this radio station. And it's so hard to do this topic. You know why it's hard to do it? I'll tell you why it's hard to do it. Not because I want you to feel sorry for me at 6:58 on the Monday morning. It's hard to do it because we've been doing it for so long. And most of you are not motivated to give me any kind of an answer. And maybe part of that has to do with the fact that there just is no answer. Wouldn't you love to take the best and the alleged brightest of foreign policy folks, stick them around a table here with microphones, and let them have at it and tell us what they think? Because I sure as hell don't know, but your calls have been good. More coming up, and somebody's going to win that $760. That's all coming up in this next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick right here.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. I was pretty fed up doing things the old-fashioned way, waiting for an office to open, waiting for things in the mail.
But now,
You don't have to.
That's right, because of Esurance.
Affirmative. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and compare it to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save hundreds at Esurance, and they save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly, online.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
With saving on auto insurance that easy, it's no surprise that thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Until next time.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Save time and money when you get your quote at Esurance.com today.
Art.
Find out how Aquin can turn your marketing drones into sighs of relief. Call 877-2-A-Q-U-E-N-T or visit Aquin.com/Denver today.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at AM760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. Cancer can be a killer, but a new report from the nation's leading cancer organization shows more and more Americans are surviving it and thriving. Death rates are declining faster than ever.
Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. A colonoscopy can literally nip cancer in the bud.
CBS's Katie Couric has led the drive for colon cancer screening, and this report finds death rates have declined most for colorectal cancer. At Philadelphia's Fox Chase Cancer Center,
we see patients with earlier cancers picked up with CT scans or chest x-rays.
And when they're found, there are more effective weapons, says Dr. Walter Scott. I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. Now here's Frank Settapani.
Three Americans will share the Nobel Prize in Economics for work that explains how incentives and information affect decision-making and the functioning of markets. The winners are Leonid Hurwitz of the University of Minnesota, University of Chicago Professor Roger Meyerson, and Eric Maskin of Princeton's Institute of Advanced Studies. At 90, Hurwitz is the oldest person ever to win a Nobel Prize. Alzheimer's researchers are excited about a new blood test that could diagnose the condition well before the first symptoms develop. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. Jim, why would that be so important?
Sooner the better, Frank. We're talking about mild lapses in memory, the kind most of us have from time to time, and this simple test may be able to predict for which of us these lapses are early signs of Alzheimer's. A 90% accuracy reported.
There could be some benefit for insights towards new treatment.
Neurology professor Dr. Dennis Selko did not work on the study, but like others, he's excited about the prospects for diagnosis 2 to 6 years ahead of the disease onset. Frank?
Is it just a slight speech delay or something much more serious? Are the vacant stares, repetitive speech, and toe walking something to worry about? A website, autismspeaks.org, is featuring a new link with video clips that give parents a better understanding of autism's warning signs. University of Florida professor Amy Weatherby helped develop the site.
The site is not designed for parents to be able to make a diagnosis. It's designed to heighten their awareness of what the early features look like.
Commuters and truckers may not have to deal with a feared Monday morning rush hour nightmare north of Los Angeles. Early this morning, crews managed to reopen busy I-5 for the first time since a fiery Friday night pileup that took 3 lives. But Doug Thaling with the State Department of Transportation says a tunnel that was partially melted by the fire won't be in service anytime soon.
I do expect this tunnel will be closed for months, based on the damage that we're seeing.
On television, Fox's new business channel made its debut on cable systems around the country this morning.
Citigroup, Mattel, and Charles Schwab among the bigger names.
And comedian Drew Carey takes over today as the new host of The Price is Right on CBS. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. If your company is searching for a few new chairs or furnishing an entire office, Hahn offers a wide range of products from file cabinets to executive desks to suites. Hahn knows your choice is a long-term investment. Its full line of thoughtfully designed products are adaptable, modular, and multi-purpose, maximizing flexibility in your office. Hahn, smart now, smarter later. For a free catalog or quote, visit gethon.com. That's gethon.com. And I'll see you on the Osgood File.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Looks like winter has arrived in the Rocky Mountains following a storm that dumped up to a foot of snow in some areas this weekend. It caused fender benders, but no injuries along I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Freezing rain also greeting Denver Marathon participants and dousing fans at the Rockies playoff game at Coors Field. Heavy snow hampering search efforts in the Holy Cross Wilderness for a hiker who went missing over the weekend. The 23-year-old man from Missouri left his campsite Saturday and didn't return.
His 24-year-old brother was hiking with him, made a 911 call shortly before 7 p.m. to report him missing.
Eagle County Sheriff's Office says heavy snow prevented Vail Mountain Rescue from beginning a search till early yesterday. They didn't find any trace of him. They'll resume that search this morning. Boulder Valley School District officials meeting today to discuss the future of a middle school counselor who pleaded guilty to soliciting a prostitute. Casey Middle School Counselor Mike Barta pleading guilty to the misdemeanor. Police tipped off by a hooker who met Barta online. She said she recognized him as a counselor at her child's school. And the Rockies' magical late-season run continues after their 4-1 victory in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series last night.
They are one win away from going to the World Series. They make it three straight over Arizona.
The Rockies have won 20 of their last 21 games, could sweep Arizona with another win tonight in that best-of-seven series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, not too bad a ride at all around the metro area. Looks like we're running collision-free. Not even a stall to get in the way. So right now, traffic's just stacked up. Southbound I-25, you'll hit that delay at 120th Avenue. Sticks with you down to 84th. Downtown traffic in pretty good shape, although it is busy southbound between I-70 and Spear. Have a lot of traffic now on both eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect the morning clouds and drizzle to taper off. Should clear out by this afternoon. We'll get a high of 53. Right now, under cloudy skies, it's 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tom Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a new 07 F-150 for only $12.9 after rebates. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your new 07 F-150 for $12.9. Only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTUH capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that, I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got an opinion? Sure, everybody's got one, and we want to hear yours. The J. Marvin Beef Box is open and operating at am760.net, and all you got to do is video your rant and upload it to us, and we'll stick it on. Answer the week's question, and on you go. Go to am760.net to find out how. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on am760 Progressive Talk. Patchy fog, high today, 56. Somebody within the next... What is it, John? Less than 30 minutes. Yeah, is going to get to win $760 if I call your name. You have 7 minutes and 60 seconds. If I call your name, 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call this number, 303-631-2760, and claim your $760. And $60. Sure, I can't read the name now? John just goes pretty sure. John, are you having a rough time this morning? Is it really rough in there? It's rough in there, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't help when
I'm not going to bring it up.
I'm having a computer issue that really kind of we need for our show.
Yeah, so you're having a hard time, aren't you?
It's a typical Monday.
It's just, bad news. Plus, I spilled the water last hour. That doesn't help. So... And it's gloomy out there, too.
Yeah, it's like winter's here all of a sudden.
Well, I wonder. There's an article today in the USA Today. This is really off the subject. And I don't know how many of you would respond to this. I don't know how many of you would admit to this. But this is really true in my case. And I don't know if any of the rest of you suffer from this. But this is in USA Today. Lessening light could be making you sad. Check this out. If your mood takes a nosedive about this time each year, you might have a common, treatable condition that comes and goes with the seasons, experts say. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, often dubbed the winter blues, affects about 10 to 20% of Americans, especially those living in northern climates, according to the American Psychiatric Association. Scientologists, of course, are not subjected to this, since they don't believe in psychiatry. SAD is a physical condition that can lead to a psychological disorder. And experts believe that SAD is some kind of a genetic residue akin to hibernation in mammals. Most people's body clocks or circadian rhythms adjust to seasonal changes in light. But those who don't adapt are more prone to winter depression. It's analogous to a permanent kind of jet lag. People with mild to moderate SAD symptoms may notice symptoms of depression crop up in early fall. Others say in deep winter they tumble into an emotional pit. Excess sleeping, weight gain, extreme fatigue, irritability, and it can last all the way through March or April when the days start to get a little longer. Most severe SAD sufferers may struggle through normal day activities or become suicidal. There are a number of effective treatments. One of those things is sit under a special lamp or a light box. How about this one? Not a visor. Outfitted with a bulb for a person for a prescribed period of time. Could you imagine walking around with a visor and a bulb underneath it? Boing. Oh, Lord. Sounds like something you'd see in a Widespread Panic concert. Okay. But I have to admit that I have this. The minute the light changes, I can sense it. And then I feel depressed and down. No matter what goes on. I mean, I could win the lottery. I could get the biggest and best job in radio. I could have anything. I could find $50,000 in the street. And I'd still feel bad. Now, that only 10 to 20% of Americans are affected. Okay, is anybody out there willing to admit to me that you're affected by the change in light? What about you, Turk? Does it bother you? No, it doesn't. Doesn't seem to, does it?
Not really. I'm a man of all seasons.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Just kidding.
All right, so it doesn't bother you.
No, not really. You know, I mean, I think like most people, if it's rainy, you just kind of feel tired and gloomy. But no, I don't think I have seasonal
affective disorder.
No, definitely not.
God, I do.
I know you do.
Jeez. Why? Can you tell? Have I been crabby lately?
No, no, you haven't been crabby lately. I can just tell that, you know, when it's cold and gloomy out, you just, you're kind of the same way.
I can't stand it. How in the world Mary and I have lived in Chicago for so long, over half our married life together, I have no idea. I don't know how we made it through all that. Because it drives me crazy. So I don't know what's the answer. You moved to Arizona? You moved to Nevada? You moved to Florida? Where they don't have it? All right. Now, didn't the weather last year start to get to some of you. But that was because we had more snowfall than usual. But didn't that start bothering you? Or am I the only one who's going to admit to this? I guess what I'm asking is how many people in this audience, how many of the five of you have SAD that you want to admit to it? Nobody does. Okay, we'll move on to something else. But you know what? I've got it, and I just can't get enough sunlight. Friday, was it Friday? No, it was Thursday. Thursday, I walked 7 miles. Rather than work out inside the gym. Because I wanted to get out and get any kind of sunlight I could get.
Isn't that more fun than working out in the gym?
No, I think you got to do both, but I just wanted to get out and get some sunlight. I'm like a lizard or something. On a rock. I don't know what that's about, but I am. All right, so I just want to see if anybody else got affected by this. If anybody wanted to commiserate or share this, share the blues with me here. Oh, we finally got somebody? You mean somebody actually wants to come and admit to this? Jan in Denver, it's like you and I this morning. We're the only two?
Well, good morning. Are
Hi.
You there?
Yeah, you and I are the only two this morning that wanted to openly admit and talk about this?
Well, I'm actually the opposite, but my partner has SAD big time.
Oh, huge. Really?
Yeah, and so it's a tough time because I get excited when it starts getting a little colder, and she gets really sad.
So, yeah, there are people who have said to me over and over again, "Oh, it's my favorite time of the year. Fall is my favorite time of the year." I look at them like they're nuts.
Yeah, I don't like the heat, and so when the heat breaks and it's kind of cool outside, I really like it. But she has a really hard time, so I actually want to know where you got the article so I can find some treatment.
Well,
like a lamp or something.
Yeah, I found it. You know where I found it? I found it. It's in today's edition of USA Today.
Okay.
Is where I found it. And I guess you can get one of those. I had one a long time ago, but it didn't work very well for me. But I guess you can get one of those light boxes.
Right. I don't think we're going to do the visor thing. I just can't imagine.
Yeah, I am, if I can find one. Does anybody know where I can get a visor with a light bulb attached to the top of it? I'm going to walk around like that.
I don't think it'll help because I'll just be laughing so hard at her that I don't see that helping. So I think we'll have to try a lamp or something. I always thought she was kind of making it up because I thought it took a long time to get SAD, but apparently you can get it right away.
No, I wish we had I wish we had a doctor or something in the out there. Is there a doctor in the house? I wish we had a doctor out there who could explain this to us. Okay, Jan, thanks and good luck.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
All right, 7:16, 60 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, we'll move on to more worthy things, and one of the big worthy things we're going to move on to is a chance for somebody to win $760. That could be you. We'll see what comes up next. Jay Marvin.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support by phone or in person, hardware or software. No task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
When it comes to driving, that's Rocky's Autos. A ton of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs right here. One of the largest selections in all of Colorado. Whatever it is you're looking for, whatever it is that fits your description, Rockies has got it. Now, a lot of people say to me, oh, come on. Come on, Jay. I can't have that much. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you go out there and look, you'll see they do. Or go to the internets and look at RockiesAutos.com. Matching down incentive to help you buy, plus, on top of that, numerous ways to finance and great people to talk to. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Julia, list goes on and on. Adolf, get out there and see my friends at Rockies Autos. They're passionate about what they do, and they realize the key to success is to treat you right. I mean, that's what they're about. Family-owned and operated since 1982. Open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, no better place. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
Attention homeowners, most window companies will tell you that their windows will save you a fortune on your energy bills. Thermal Advantage takes a different approach. They will scientifically show you where all your energy leaks are by using high-tech infrared equipment, by pressurizing your home, and by blowing insulation into your attic to R40. Thermal Advantage guarantees to save you 40% on your energy bills, or they'll reimburse you the difference. Call today to get your windows installed before winter arrives. 303-430-SAVE. 303-430-SAVE.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Yeah. Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
So why are we going to the airport now?
I checked Orbit's TLC Traveler Update. If we see long lines or delays, we send an update.
Orbit's TLC Traveler Update gives you free real-time updates from the community of travelers. Be part of it at updates.orbits.com.
3, 2, 1.
I asked Congress to appropriate additional money, $760 more, to the people.
And it could be
your money.
Oh, yeah! 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. I sound like I'm doing it like a morning show on a music station, don't I? But you know what? I love to give away the company's money. I really do. This is so cool. Nobody wins until 2008. But with AM760's Extreme Makeover White House Edition, you can win right now. Brandon Fields of Boulder. Brandon Fields of Boulder. You have 7 minutes and 60 seconds from right now to call 303-631-2760 and claim your $760 cold, hard cash. Brandon Fields of Boulder. 7 minutes and 60 seconds from right now to call 303-631-2760 and claim that $760. Brandon, get on it. And if you know Brandon, call him and tell him. I love giving away the company's money. I love it. I just love it. I love it. Just think, every $760 I give away, that's one less corporate jet they can take someplace, and also, that's one less expensive meal they can buy. Jay Marvin, taking AM760's money and putting it in your hands. Brandon Fields, the money's here. All you got to do is claim it. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Have we done traffic yet? Oh, we've already done traffic. Okay. I'm in this really weird mood here this morning. Can you tell this? Can anybody tell that I'm just like in this really weird mood? I don't know if I'm in the mood to even do a typical talk show and get on and gripe and scream about the usual stuff. Maybe I should just throw the phones open. I mean, we do have Carl Bernstein coming in an hour to talk about his new book about Hillary Clinton, who now has a 21-point lead in New Hampshire. But I just don't want to do politics as usual. I don't want to do anything as usual. Maybe we should sign the radio station off and sign back on again and play Tejano music or something. because here's the feeling I get, and I don't want to make a feel. I don't want to for you to think and for you to walk away and to think, okay, well, he was just on the air this morning, he was babbling, and what he was really saying is, he was really saying that there's no hope for anything. Now, I sincerely don't believe that. I believe that we can do anything we want to do if we want to do it bad enough. We can. I mean, bottom line, back against the wall, don't we have to believe that? Don't we have to believe that every day above ground is a good day? And that there are solutions to all of these problems that face us? And there are some days where I think to myself that these problems are overwhelming and that we'll never get anything done. And then there's other days where I think, okay, we can get it all done. So we already have one caller? How does he know what I'm asking? I'll just take the call. Mark of Boulder Turnpike, what's up, man?
Hey, Jay. Actually,
hey.
It was more about the seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. You want to talk about that? Do you have it?
No. Well, yes or no. I think I'm not. I don't really have it. I have that. You know, when it gets gloomy outside during long winters, I tend to be. That's because I grew up in southern New Mexico, so you know, lots of sun, lots of. You know, even in the winter, you got sun. It was just bitter cold because of that. But I kind of wondered if maybe it's kind of a vitamin D deficiency, because that's what you get when you get a lot of sunlight. Your skin produces vitamin D.
Oh, so you know what? This is very funny that you brought this up. Not that I'm trying to turn the show into a medical show, but guess what? I missed my vitamin B1 shot.
Oh, no.
So maybe that's it. Maybe if I go get a vitamin B1 shot, maybe I'll feel better, right?
Well, except it was vitamin B is what I thought. So, you know, D for Delta.
Oh, it's a vitamin D. It's not B.
I thought it was vitamin D. No, I don't remember.
Yeah, I see. I don't either. But you know what? I just don't see myself. I don't know about you, but I don't see myself walking around with a cap with a bulb in the visor.
Do we know how the sunbox in the house? I could kind of see. You know, get a little bit of artificial sunlight before I go out for the day. But walking around with this visor, I think I would be beat red, and it wouldn't be because of the sun, but.
No, that would be a little bit too much. Although, you know, something I wouldn't mind getting one of those visors with a bulb on the brim, and like go to a Republican Party meeting wearing one.
And look as serious as possible. That's the thing. Look deadpan serious. You know, like you're dressed importantly.
Yep. All right, you got it, man. Thank you for the call.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, now I'm gonna really have a good day. Watch this. Hello, who's this on AM 760?
Yes, hi, this is Brandon Fields.
Brandon?
Yes.
Is this really you?
Yes, it is.
Guess what?
What?
Well, you know what the what is.
Yes.
You got 760 bucks, pal.
Well, thank you very much.
I know, I don't want to sound like a top 40 disc jockey. Hello, Brandon Fields.
Well, we listen to your show every morning.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right, so what are you going to do with the 760 bucks?
I don't know. Probably help pay my daughter's tuition or my wife's tuition.
Well, you know something? We thank you for hanging with us through thick and thin. You deserve the 760 bucks, and congratulations to you. Congratulations to your family, man. And you know what else, too? You make my day.
Okay, great.
All right, hang on, Brandon.
Okay.
All right, John Turk will get that vital information so we can get that money to him. Okay, where are we going from here? It's 7:28, 28 minutes after 7, and I'm just babbling along here like an idiot. You know, I've got these stories to talk about. Have you ever felt like, well, you just don't want to bring them up? But I guess I'll bring them up, and I guess I'll see what you have to say about them. I guess what you'll see what you have to say about them. We've got another member of the GOP that is in trouble with a sex scandal. Brown County GOP Chairman Donald Fleshman has resigned his post, says a spokesperson, after being accused of enticement and fondling of an underage boy, reports the Green Bay Press-Gazette Saturday. Fleshman 37 is free after posting $20,000 bond on September the 28th. My client is innocent of the charges, says attorney Jeff Jagar, who declined to discuss the specifics. Our plan is to get some witnesses to testify and present enough information to dismiss the case. The boy, listen to this, the boy was found by the police in Fleshman's home on two occasions in late 2006 while being sought as a runaway from Ethan House, a home for at-risk youth. Now 17, he said he stayed with Fleshman at his house and cabin where he was provided with alcohol, cannabis, and regularly fondled. On November the 19th, 2006, according to a September 7th complaint obtained from Wisconsin Politics Court Watch blog, the boy in question was found hiding in a bedroom closet and a pipe was found in the house which tested positive for THC. Shortly after December the 8th, 2006, Fleshman said he was trying to convince the boy, discovered again in his home, to turn himself in as a runaway. This guy faces two counts of child enticement, two counts of contributing to the delinquency of a child, and one count of exposing himself to a child who will be back in court on October the 29th. I have asked you this repeatedly. I'm going to ask you again. What is it about these folks who seem to congregate? And I'm not trying to smear the GOP. I'm just asking you. What is it about these folks that seem to congregate to the GOP that they keep turning around, and it's like every 3 to 4 weeks, one of them is in trouble in some level? Somebody gets busted for something. What is it about this? Now, child, this kind of thing has nothing to do and shouldn't even be mentioned in the same regard as Larry Craig's situation, or shouldn't be mentioned in the same regard as having anything to do with gay sexuality. This has nothing to do with that. This is child molestation. But why is it that the GOP keeps getting stung with this? Does anybody have any answers? You know what I really need is I need somebody to call in who used to be a member of the GOP. Or maybe you are a member. What goes on with the GOP? What goes on with these folks? Or is it my imagination that it seems like they keep getting caught? John, you think it's my imagination?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you just look around the news in the last six months to a year, mostly seem to be GOP members, don't they?
Yeah. Now, you'll get the people who will email us and who will say, well, what about Bill Clinton? Yeah, but you know what? You're going to have stuff go on in any large group of people. But why does this stuff continue to keep happening in the GOP? And I don't mean to be, well, maybe I am being partisan. Well, I am being partisan. Maybe there's a time when you got to be partisan. But I want to know what goes on here. What drives these folks that they congregate around this single political party? Plus, they have made a tremendous campaign out of moral outrage, sexuality, and morality. Does anybody disagree with this? That they haven't done this? Of course they've done this. I mean, they're almost like the Rockies, with the Rockies' agenda, desire, and just general momentum to go to the World Series. And I think the Rockies will go to the World Series. But these folks, like, this is the World Series of politics for them. Is this constant moral war that they fight? And I'm not saying that anybody, Republican or Democratic, would condemn what this guy is accused of doing. But it just seems like it always turns up around the GOP. Now, if you think that I'm wrong about this, and you think I'm being unfair, I welcome you to call me at 303-713-7600. If you think that I'm right, I welcome you to call me at 303-713-7600. I mean, maybe you can unlock this mystery. And I would love to talk to somebody who's been in the GOP, or somebody who is in the GOP. and that these stories just keep coming up all the time. That this goes on repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. And I can't think of any organized political party that has spent as much time sticking their finger in my face, and this is the libertarian streak in me, sticking their finger in my face telling me how to lead my life both in and out of my bedroom. And you can't sit there and tell me they haven't, because they have. Now, here's a second part of this. How come every time one of these folks gets in trouble, nobody says anything? Where are the Dobsons, the Tony Perkins, the everyday people who think that we're all moral criminals if you have any leaning towards the left, or that even if you're independent, that they think that, you know, that you're a moral criminal, that you're crazy, that you're the one who's befret of any kind of morality, that our morals are relative. You've heard all of this for 30 years. You've heard this. Now, why aren't these folks coming forward with the same condemning tone? Why aren't they? See, if it's in our moral backyard, they'll water the plant. If it's in their moral backyard, they'll try to pick it. All right, I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. So, I want you to explain this to me. I won't even bother to ask Gina. But I will tell Gina that we should congratulate Brandon Fields of Boulder. He just won $760.
Right on.
He says he'll be calling you shortly to take you to dinner.
Okay.
No, he didn't say that. He said, give me my damn money and stay away from me.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, 735, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take calls coming up. And right now, Gina, we'll take a look at traffic.
All right. Looks like we've got a problem now in the high country. We've had a rollover crash right near Floyd Hill, westbound lanes of I-70. So watch out if you're headed that direction. That's definitely going to bog down the drive if you are trying to get out of the city. But otherwise, we're looking pretty good here in town. We haven't seen any major delays, just have all of the usual commuter hotspots, including eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City and southbound I-25 between 120th and 84th Avenue. Weather outlook today, we'll see these morning clouds tapering off. Looks like we're going to get a nice clear day by this afternoon. High of 53 right now, partly cloudy and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Fright Fest returns from the dead Saturdays and Sundays in October and Friday the 19th and 26th. Get all the gory...
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
Attention men, Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
Surrey fees. Check this out. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings until 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, we guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
Too busy to spend time with your kids? This is Head Coach Tony Dungy with today's All-Pro Dad Play of the Day. Like you, I've got a pretty busy schedule, but my family is still the biggest part of my game plan. I do my best to take the kids to school or take them out for some one-on-one time. Fatherhood, not football, is my most important job. So check your game plan. Spend time with your kids. Maybe it's taking them to school, maybe it's breakfast. The point is, grab some time with them. That's your All-Pro Dad Play of the Day. For more, go to allprodad.com.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Oh, yeah! Hendrix. 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, the only talk show host who can say with truthfulness his bearings are out of round. I don't know what's wrong with me this morning. I just can't buckle down and get into anything. But I am asking about this Brown County GOP chairman who got busted with this kid and now faces two counts of child enticement, two counts of contributing to delinquency of a child, and one count of exposing himself to a child. He goes back to court at the end of this month. What is it about the GOP that these folks keep getting stung? Anybody got any answers to this? Or am I making a broad overgeneralization? And if I am, please get on the phone and whack me and correct me. Swat me on the nose like you would your dog. 303-713-7600. John, who's on? Okay. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Mick, how are you?
Okay, not too bad. Sad. I hate the winter. And I'm not very happy about it when I have to shovel snow. That's all I'll say about that.
I hear you.
I just don't like it. And I'd rather be down in the desert or down in the tropics.
Me and you both.
Yeah. You know, the whole deal with the Republicans, I mean, I was, I made a mistake and I registered Republican when I started a business when I first came out here. As I was encouraged and enticed by the people around me, and hey, you're in business now. You know, you should be in the party of business. So I did that, and I went to some caucus meetings, and I got to tell you, after the second meeting, I just said, these are not the kind of people that, you know, I want to really be associated with. I think it's a lot of hypocrisy, basically, you know.
Well, why do they keep getting caught in these sex scandals?
You know, Jay, I couldn't answer that other than maybe they are so arrogant that they feel, well, it's like you were saying, well, why doesn't anybody say anything about this, you know? They are so arrogant that they turn a blind eye that they figure, so what? So if I get caught, big deal. It's not really going to hurt me all. I mean, look at Larry, what's his name?
Larry Craig?
Craig in Idaho. He's got a nerve to say that he's going to stay in the Senate and everything because he's been, you know, misjudged and a great injustice has been done against him. And all. Sure, it should be the kind of thing that a person is innocent until proven guilty. But he's got a track record, you know, and Mark Foley and Florida and all of these guys. They just think that, you know, well, because we're Republicans, because we're with the money elite and all that, we're the corporatists and everything, so big deal. Big deal, you know. I mean, that's the only thing I could think. And just the hypocrisy of it, Jay, that Republicans will turn around and they'll take a dump truck of lies and gossip and innuendo and all and dump it on everybody who's on the other side of the fence and they kind of think, go ahead, you know, do it, you know, what are you going to do?
I wish a Republican would call me up.
Well, you know,
Where's Justin in Arvada? Who usually tries to get on the show? Where are all the rest of you guys
In Arvada, you know, Jeff.
Jeff in Arvada?
He's national now, you know. He's national. He calls up Hartman after your show and everything else, and tries to be middle of the road. And everybody knows out here that he's not. You know, Jay, I got to go, but I got to just tell you, it, just in general terms, that my daughter says hi. In any case, that you know, this is the kind of thing that you don't let drop. You just don't let drop. And I'm getting so mean-spirited and so razor-backed at these guys that I don't know.
I don't think it hurts to be that way at times.
If
all
the
right.
Civil War starts, I'll be the first colonel out there to, you know, to be fighting on our side.
No, we're not going to have a civil war. Say hi to your daughter for me. I appreciate it.
All right, bud. All right. Take care. Be well.
All right. And I don't want to – I mean, we're at each other's throats now. All the time in this country, and that troubles me greatly. But how do you just not? How do you read something like this and then just not talk about it? I mean, what is the deal here? And if you're a Republican, I invite you to call 303-713-7600. How come you guys keep getting stuck with this stuff? What's going on? Greg in Brighton. Greg, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make an analogy, and I don't know if you may or may not agree with this. I grew up back east, and I went to public school, and next to us was a Catholic school. Now, the kids in the Catholic school were, and I'm sorry if this is a generalization, but they were way worse. They would do way worse things than the kids in the public school. And I'm kind of making an analogy to the Republicans to this because of the fact, and this is no excuse for them, I think they're rotten. I can't even. It's hard for me to contain, you know, my language on the radio of what I think of the Republicans. But the fact of the matter is, what I think is they think they're taking the moral high ground all the time, and I think they're trying to. They're like they put themselves in a position where they're supposed to be the good, you know, Christian organization. They're supposed to be good all the time. Oh, we're the good guys, you know? And I think they rebel against that. I think they you know, secretly, you know, do they want to do this stuff, you know, to rebel against.
Well, could it be this situation? Could it be because they talk so much about it that they set themselves up for a harder fall than most people.
I think you just, you know, said a given. I think that's probably pretty much, you know, I don't even think that's something we have to assumption. I think you've just pretty much stated a fact. But there's no debating that, Jay. I think you're absolutely correct on that. I think though that they, you know, they try to, you know, it's like the priest situation, you know, all these priests rebelling, you know. I think they're setting themselves up. They think they're so good, you know, that they rebel. They're like teenagers. They're like rebellious teenagers. They think they have to, you know, they've worn a mask so long it's become a part of their face. They wear the mask of, oh, we're the good guys, you know, we're the self-righteous ones. But in actuality, I think they're, you know, secretly have to release their, you know, bad side because they've set themselves up that way. You know, they have these little secret lives, you know, to release who they are.
Yeah, what is it about
the difference is I hate to use this too. I think the difference is I've known a lot of Republican people, you know, there's people who say they're Christians. But unlike Bush, I don't think most people wield it like a weapon over people's head. You know, he used it to hide behind you, wielded it like a weapon, which I think is the wrong thing. I think that's what they use it for, and then they you know, rebel against it. I mean, I you pointed out many times in the past that the ideals they say and what they do are two different things.
I just sincerely wonder about them. I sincerely wonder. And I also wonder how it is that they can get away time and time again with never having to step up and never having to say anything.
Because they hide behind the shield. They use it as a shield, and they, you know, they use it as a shield. Because, you know, if you claim that, you know, well, I'm doing stuff divinely. That's pretty hard to debate. And it's a good ploy to hide behind if they say that. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, how can you argue that with them? Where's the logic you can argue with?
Well,
that?
Because wouldn't it stand that you could stand up to them and say, wait a minute, you know what? Who are you to tell me how to lead my life and what I should do and what I shouldn't be doing? When look at what the hell's going on with you 90% of the time. Look what's going on in your own party.
But isn't it amazing, though, that they can turn the tides and make the Democratic Party seem like the heathens and barbarians? They can turn the tide. They're good manipulators. They're very good at that. And they can turn the tide. There's a lot of good Christian Democrats. There's a lot of good, people who, Judaism, Buddhists. There's a lot of good people in the Democratic Party of all faiths. And yet they'll let you believe that we're all heathens, that we're all,
I understand.
It's terrible.
I understand. And I understand, and I hear the frustration in your voice, too.
It's just terrible,
And I think a lot of people are, I think a lot of folks are just tired of this. And I think they're tired of it. It doesn't make any difference what party you're in. They're tired of all of this moralizing and BS and trying to attempt to tell people how to lead their lives and setting moral examples when they themselves can't seem to set any kind of moral examples. All right, brother, I appreciate
the
call.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and we'll check traffic with Gina.
Thank you, Jay. Well, the issue right now is your drive through the high country. We've definitely had some problems along I-70. It's been sluggish due to the weather conditions, obviously. Slushy, wet along I-70 from approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel to Vail. We do have chain laws in effect over the Loveland Pass, and we've had a rollover crash westbound lanes of I-70 near Floyd Hill. So expect delays through that area. Weather outlook today should be a nice day. We're going to see mostly clear skies by this afternoon and a high of 53. Same for into the evening, going down to 34, and looks like tomorrow, beautiful day at 64. Right now, partly cloudy and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fright Fest returns from the dead Saturdays and Sundays in October and Friday the 19th and 26th. Get all the gory
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh.
It seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
This just in, we have some breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sherentz. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Our people panic, special agent.
Some are, but not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week.
Is there an end in sight?
Fortunately, I think we've stopped it in time. Overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
When you get your quote from Esurance, you can compare rates instantly online. Esurance also helps you buy the policy right away.
Even if the policy's not from Esurance?
Yep, whichever policy is priced right for you. Take that.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from taking over the world.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from eSurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Call 877-2-A-Q-U-E-N-T or visit aquint.com/Denver today.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
Hi, I'm Maggie. May, come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMae.net. That's MAE.NET.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning, 7:55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patchy Fogg, high today 56. Jay Marvin along with you. Congratulations to Brandon Fields of Boulder. He's our first winner of $760 in our extreme makeover. And if you want to find out more about that, well, the thing you need to do is go to the internets and check it out at am760.net. All right, we're talking about the GOP and another guy, the Brown County GOP chairman in Wisconsin, gets nailed. He's accused of exposing himself to a child enticement, and contributing two counts of delinquency to a child. And what is it about these folks that they just keep, that this just keeps happening all the time? What is it that's going on here with this? 303-713-7600. I don't want to make broad statements. I mean, if you're a Republican, you're conservative, you think I'm being unfair, call me and tell me if you think I'm being unfair, but this keeps coming up every day. Here's George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760.
Well, gosh, Jay, you know, I am a Republican. You know that. And, you know, I've had my really backstabbed so much this last 6 years that, you know, I'm only staying in the party really to try to hold on, hopefully, for maybe some integrity might be able to come back and, you know, maybe continue on with some sort of civilized debate. But more and more, I think, really, you know, you've been asking this question for a long time. And I've been thinking about it a long time. And I really think that, from my perspective, being an Indian person, okay, studying what I've learned about how, you know, these people came across, like Columbus coming across under the name of God, you know, wiping out entire tribes of people for the gold. So, you know, in the name of God for gold is really the basic line, I think, of that line of thinking, and it's just been passed down on and on. And as they go and wipe out a new group of people, and the guilt starts welling up inside them, they have to throw a party to throw it all underneath the rug, you know, so they can prop themselves up and do it again. And continually forward, you know, they continue to do this, and now what's happened is that the underlings of these people who believe that's the only really reason why you should be living in the first place is to conquer in the name of God for gold, then they decide, well, anything else is just free game. You can do whatever they want to do, and they won't get in trouble because somehow Jesus is going to forgive them, and it's going to be okay, and they can just go about their daily business of raping and plundering young boys or whatever they feel like doing.
So in other words, the idea is if you're religious, that you accept Christ as your Savior, washes you of your sins. Is that what you're saying?
That must be part of it. But at some point, Jesus must have a great payout because they're all doing it for the money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If they weren't doing it for the money, and they were really doing it like Jesus Christ, they'd be feeding the poor, taking care of the sick, you know, not having anything of their own, and being rather like a Buddhist, doing it all for the other man. And
yeah.
The reality.
All right, I got to run. I got to run because I got to get news. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around.
Jay Martin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Folks, this is Pat Summerall with an offer that can help you enjoy your retirement years, adding flexibility to a fixed income with the peace of mind that comes from staying in your own home. Are you a 62-year-old homeowner? Well, my friends at American Guarantee Mortgage have a reverse mortgage that allows seniors to turn home equity into cash. There are no monthly payments and no income or credit requirements. Reverse mortgages do not affect your Social Security benefits and are tax-free. So take it from me, Pat Summerall, from a guy who knows the pros. When it comes to reverse mortgages, the pro is American Guarantee Mortgage. American Guarantee Mortgage is a local company that is a leader in the reverse mortgage industry. Got questions? American Guarantee Mortgage has the answer. Call the pros at American Guarantee Mortgage today and take the next step to a better life. That number is 303-577-4987. That number again, 303-577-4987. A Tom Martino referral list sponsor.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's a milestone for baby boomers. In a few hours, the woman the government considers the first member of that generation will file her application for Social Security pension benefits. Retired Maryland schoolteacher Kathleen Casey Kersling was born a minute after midnight on January 1st, 1946.
This is Jim Krasula. It's a nagging question for the nation's baby boomers. Money-wise, are you set for retirement?
I don't think you could ever safely say that. I know people who have told me that they were set for life, and they're not set for life now.
I hope I am. You worry. How much do you really need in order to pay your bills as a senior citizen?
Financial planners say many people worry they will outlive their money as lifespans continue to increase. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Cartersville, North Carolina.
Three Americans have won the Nobel Prize in Economics for work that explains how markets work. Roger Meyerson of the University of Chicago will share the prize with Eric Maskin of Princeton's Institute for Advanced Study and University of Minnesota professor Leonid Hurwitz. At 90, Hurwitz is the oldest person ever to win a Nobel.
I was very grateful for recognition and somewhat disbelieving even now.
Former Vice President Walter Mondale says his friend earned the accolade.
We're thrilled about Leo Hurwitz.
The biggest maker of heart defibrillators has stopped selling a key component. Medtronic Corporation spokesman Rob Clark says the wires that connect defibrillators to the patient's heart could deliver too much of a jolt or none at all when the heart stops beating.
We have voluntarily suspended the worldwide distribution of the Sprint Fidelis family of defibrillation leads due to the potential for a lead fracture.
The problem may have played a part in five deaths. On the CBS Health Watch, it seems that Americans have gotten the message from public service announcements on the radio and television.
I know colorectal cancer is the number two cancer killer, but...
Get tested for colorectal cancer.
I've heard it starts with no symptoms.
Get tested for colorectal cancer.
Okay, conscience, I'll talk to my doctor about getting tested for colorectal cancer.
A new report shows that cancer death rates are dropping faster than ever. The report credits prevention and early detection. A new website link features video clips that could alert parents to the early warning signs of autism. Florida State University professor Amy Weatherby helped develop the page.
We certainly hope that this site will not alarm parents, but will give them information so that they know where to go.
The videos are available at autismspeaks.org. Call it making the best of a good situation. Six Florida fishermen went to a tournament hoping to hook some grouper. Instead, they reeled in an 11-foot, 844-pound Mako shark with the help of Captain Robert Hill.
We tied it to the back of the boat the best we could out of the water, and I had to ride 70 miles back to Destin with that thing hanging off the back of my boat.
It was like Jaws, Hill said. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is down 36 points. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Attention, men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor. And at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Vail Mountain rescuers plan to resume their search this morning for a missing 23-year-old Missouri man in the Holy Cross Wilderness. Snow prevented search efforts until yesterday.
They have concluded their search at this point and found no trace of the man, but they plan to resume the search with assistance from surrounding counties.
Eagle County Sheriff's officials say the man and his 24-year-old brother were coming down from the summit of the Mount of Holy Cross on Saturday, but got separated. Keystone Resort has kicked off its snowmaking operations following that storm that dumped a foot of the white stuff in the mountains this weekend. A basin already is open for the season. Loveland started snowmaking last month. Breck says it'll fire up the snow guns this week. City of Longmont is trying to thwart a bark beetle epidemic in blue spruces. The city's notified about 40 property owners with trees killed by an Ips beetle infestation to get rid of those trees. And the Rockies can win their first National League pennant tonight.
We're going to the World Series, baby! Come on!
Red Hot Rockies winning their 20th game in their last 21 tries by beating Arizona 4-1 last night at Coors Field to take a 3-0 lead in their best-of-seven series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Watch out for a couple of issues we've had off the highway. A crash at Wadsworth and Church Ranch Boulevard, and another one involving an RTD bus, Colfax, just east of I-25. Of course, we're dealing with heavy delays now as you cross C-470 through Highlands Ranch and Littleton. Still seeing the usual stacks up on I-25, Thornton, North Glen, and into downtown. And we've got that rollover crash that continues to bog down the westbound I-70 lanes near Floyd Hill. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today should be a beautiful afternoon. We're going to see mostly clear skies and a high of 53 right now, partly cloudy and 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTUH capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All mornings are not created equal. And certainly this one will go down in the history books as being one of the weirdest mornings that we ever had around here. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patchy Fog, high today, 56. Jay Marvin along with you. By the way, congratulations to Brandon Fields. He's our first winner of $760 in our Extreme Makeover White House edition. If you want to find out how you can win, go to www.whitehousemakeover.com. Okay. We've got Carl Bernstein coming in here in about less than 30 minutes to talk about his book about Hillary Clinton. And until that time, looking around here at my options this morning to talk about, there is one, what are you saying to me, John? Okay. There is one story I do want to talk about here pretty briefly, because I want to clarify something. I want to use this as an example to clarify it. The political picture, or the picture that is given of those of us who are left of center, independent, progressive, liberal, moderate Republicans. It's a distorted picture. And it's distorted in that people in the public are led to believe, you're led to believe, others are led to believe, that we think government can do everything. And that we always want to turn to the government. And to me, that's a distortion. And it's sad that the political and social debate in this country is so polarized. But yet, on the other hand, how do you fight back? How do you strike back? How do you stand up for yourself if you don't engage in some of the same polarizing behavior? Now, what do I mean by that? I'm not talking about making charges about things that aren't true. I'm not saying that. And we've been having this conversation for the last couple of weeks about rolling around down there in the mud. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is standing up and clarifying situations and challenging people who refuse to see it as it really is. And here's one of the areas that I want to do it with. Okay, I do believe that the government can make a difference and can change the way things happen in this country, but I don't believe that a minimalist government or no government at all, or people who don't respect government can effectively run government to make a difference. And I do believe that it does take a village to raise a child, and I do believe that it does take community. And I've talked about this a lot on the air, and I'm not saying that all of us have to be dedicated to public service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you got to understand that you do have to pay something in order to be part of this society. And the people who sit there and tell you every single day that, well, you can fly for free and you don't have to pay anything, there's no free lunch anyplace. Not anywhere. Not anywhere in the world is there any free lunch. Anybody who tells you that there is, that you can get away without having to pay your fair share, is lying to you. They're simply lying to you. And this story is an example of where we desperately need balance in this country, and we desperately need a situation where government and people, you, me, your neighbors, the people of the United States of America, that we work together, hand in hand, to make things happen. And that it can't be all one way. It can't be too much one way, and it can't be too much the other way. And John and I were astounded by this story last week. We were so astounded by it, we don't even know what the question is here. The mother of a 14-year-old, who authorities say had a cache of guns, knives, and explosive devices in his bedroom for a possible school attack, was charged last Friday with buying her son three weapons. Michelle Cossey bought her homeschooled son. Notice how I said homeschooled. Uh-oh, wait a minute. You mean this kid didn't go to public school? No, he was homeschooled. I don't think we're going to have any homeschool advocates chime in on this. Homeschooled son Dylan, a .22 caliber handgun, a .22 caliber rifle, and a 9mm semi-automatic rifle, according to authorities. The teenager felt bullied and tried to recruit another boy for the possible attack at Plymouth White Marsh High School in suburban Philadelphia. Police officials told NBC News that the boy had confessed to plotting the attacks. Acting on a tip from a high school student and his father, police on Wednesday found the rifle, about 30 air-powered guns, swords, knives, a bomb-making book, videos of the 1999 Columbine attack, and violence-filled notebooks in the boy's bedroom. His mother, who is 46, of Plymouth Meeting, bought the rifle, which had a laser scope, at a gun show on September the 23rd, and provided police with a receipt, investigators said in court papers. The teenager said the two .22 caliber weapons were stored at a friend's house. Now, this kid's father was a felon, apparently. The boy's father also tried to buy his son a rifle in 2005, but was not allowed to because he was a felon. Okay. Now, what kind of parent buys their child, their son? He's 14 years old. What kind of parent buys him a weapon or two weapons? What kind of parent has a 14-year-old and doesn't know that the 14-year-old is emotionally troubled? What kind of parent? Anybody want to answer that question? And this is what I'm talking about. Sure, this woman, if she's found guilty, is going to get in trouble. She's charged with unlawful transfer of a firearm, possession of a firearm by a minor, corruption of a minor, endangering the welfare of a child, and two counts of reckless endangerment. But wouldn't you love to sit down with her and say, ma'am, what were you thinking? Where was your head? Why aren't you doing your job as a parent? And John Turk and I looked at each other last week and we said, oh, well, in this country, anybody can have a child. There are no restrictions on who has kids. There's no licensing procedure. There's no nothing. You can just go do it. Maybe this woman should have never had a kid. Maybe she's unfit to have one. But even if that's the case, who decides who's unfit and who's not? Unless you go to court, and that's after the kid's born. But the government can't do everything. The government can't intervene in this situation and make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen. The government can only come in and try to clean up the mess after it's already been achieved. After it's already been made, it'd probably be a better way to put it. The government can't do anything about this. They can't do anything about it. It's up to parents, and it's up to this mother to do the right thing. Now, how do you live in a house with a kid who's 14 years old, and you don't have any idea that this kid has got problems? How is that possible? Can anybody answer this question for me? Now, there's got to be a significant amount of you out there who have kids who are troubled in some degree or another. There just has to be. There just has to be. And when police searched this kid's bedroom, they found the DVD titled Game Over Littleton about the attack on Columbine, and three books, The Anarchist Cookbook, a 1971 book outlining how to manufacture explosives, an Army Counterinsurgency Operation Manual, and Hitler's second book, the unpublished sequel to Mein Kampf. Now, people in this community ought to know really well about this subject, considering what went on with Columbine. This kid had a MySpace webpage, which was filled with references to the 1999 Columbine shootings, in a tribute to gunman Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. He listed them among his heroes. How is it possible this woman did not know what was going on with her kids? And what would you say if your 14-year-old came to you and said, hey, could you buy me a gun? Would you go out and do it? I mean, two and two doesn't make four here in this situation. And the government can't do anything about this. This has to do with individual parents assuming responsibility and knowing what's going on with their kids. And how in the world you couldn't know what was going on with your kid if your kid was 14 and that troubled? How would you not know? I mean, I grew up with two of the lamest parents in the world, but they knew that they had problems with me. John, you're a father. You think you wouldn't know what your kids were up to?
No, I definitely know. I'm going to definitely stay involved and know what's in their rooms. You know, I'm not going to be going through all their stuff all the time, but I mean, Yeah, I will definitely be one of those parents that knows where my kids are and what they're doing and who they're hanging out with.
Isn't this story the most bizarre thing you've ever heard? What would you do if you had a 14-year-old kid and they came to you and said, well, Tyson, okay, Tyson's 14. He comes to you and he says, buy me a .22 caliber gun with a scope on it. What would you do?
Well, I'd want to find out, first of all, why he wants a gun. That'd be the first question I'd ask him, but find out why he wants it, and then, you know, if it's just because he wants to shoot a gun and doesn't have any weird other stuff going on, I mean, maybe he wants to be a hunter, who knows? I mean, I'm not in that situation, but no, if my 14-year-old told me to buy him like a Glock, I'd say no. If you want like a little hunting rifle, sure. But he had an arsenal, you know?
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, and in asking why, wouldn't you wonder what was going on with your kid if your kid 14 years old?
Yeah, like I said, that would be the first question I'd ask him.
Strange, isn't it? Isn't this strange?
It looks like the kid lived in a pretty messed up world, didn't it?
Yeah, and that his household was messed up. And the only thing that's going to happen to this woman is, I mean, she'll be found guilty and she'll have to pay the penalty. But what is the way to fix this situation? I guess it's to punish the woman, and that's it. I mean, I guess that's all you can really do. This is just one of these stories where you look at it, you just shake your head and say, come on. I mean, are there too many firearms? Is there not enough mental health? Is there this belief, once again, that, you know, none of us have to do our part? Should there be some kind of test to have kids? You can't do that. I mean, what's the answer here? Tighten up gun buying laws so that people can't buy guns? But what happens if you show up and you want to buy a gun and you don't have any violations? You haven't done anything wrong. Then what do? Do you tell people no, you can't have a firearm? I mean, I don't think that's the answer. What's the middle road common sense approach on this? I don't know on this Monday morning if there is one. 303-713-7600. Finally, what would you say to this woman? I mean, if I gave you 2 minutes with this woman, I mean, there's so many questions here. Pick one, and you can answer any one you want.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Selection. To learn more, visit RylandRocks.com.
If you're paying more than 25% of your income in taxes, call Pathfinder Business Strategies today and find out how to bring your tax bill down to single digits. Call 800-505-3329. Just think, what would you do with an extra $20,000 or $30,000 to spend as you want? Call now for a free tax saving strategy session and find out how the tax secrets of the rich can save you money. 800-505-3329 to slash your taxes now.
It's 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You heard the news here this morning that cancer rates are at a dramatic low. And why? Because people are beginning to figure out that preventive medicine is the way to go. And I'll tell you something. Preventive medicine is the way to go in just about everything. Every facet of health, you're better off to get out in front of something than you are to let it happen and try to ignore it. And heart attacks are no different than this. I've been telling you about this for a long time. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to tell you the truth, that 62% of the heart attacks incurred in individuals with zero or one risk factor For 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is the fatal event. We lose 150,000 Americans each year who die from the first symptom of heart disease. You might be walking around with this, and you may not even know you have it. Now, I'm not trying to panic you. I'm trying to say this. You have an obligation, and you owe it to your family, you owe it to your community, you owe it to the people who love you to do something about this. And Front Range Preventive Imaging has a technology that can help save a life of not only you, but also someone close to you. It's the EBT scanner. It's the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. We're not talking any needles, no drugs, no injection, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. Diagnosing this disease before it happens is the best way to take care of it. So please, you know, whatever you do today, please do me a favor. Take some time out, call this number, set up a scan, get the peace of mind and confidence that the EBT scan and that Front Range Preventive Imaging can give you. Call them at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN or online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Tonight, you want more? NBC's got it. A night of all-new episodes with more secrets, action, and danger.
Chuck Bartowski's your mark.
First, the action comedy, Chuck. Then, who are the original heroes, and who's going after them?
The killer's picking them off one by one.
Heroes. And on Journeyman, what happens when an ex from the past comes back?
Stay away from me!
More drama than you can imagine. Journeyman, right after Chuck and Heroes, all new NBC tonight.
Let me tell you the short and sweet of sending a kid to college. Food from the Hood is an entrepreneurship program dedicated to sending kids to college. And all you have to do is go to a participating grocery store and buy Food from the Hood salad dressings. Then just think about all the kids you are helping by topping your salad with their famous all-natural, low-fat salad dressings from Food from the Hood. To learn more, visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. Also available at www.amazon.com.
I will be retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 720. Listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Register now at WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. It is so painful hearing your own voice. And by the way, congratulations to Brandon Fields of Boulder. He was our first winner of $760 this morning. Happened at the 720. Your chance coming up again. 826, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Partly foggy. High today, 56. All right, this woman who buys her kids guns. Jeez, what's your take on this? Let's go to the phones. John in Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. Long time.
Yes, John. What's up?
I fall on both sides of this issue. I grew up as a shooter. I enjoy going out and shooting. I've purchased guns for all of my boys or given them guns at different times. The idea that in certain families who are, you know, who do that sort of thing, buying your kid 22s and a 9mm deer, you know, could be used as a deer rifle is not that unusual an event. That's not surprising. It's not alarming. It is alarming if the parent doesn't know the kid.
So yeah, it's alarming if the parent has no idea that the kid's got a problem.
Exactly, and that should have been. I mean, one of my sons went through kind of a dark period where he was, you know, getting into some kinds of emotional feelings and some kind of things, and I was very, very aware that was going on, and I was very cautious at how we approached that and how he was approaching other issues in his life. But just from the standpoint of saying a mother went out and bought her son a couple of 22s to shoot, if you come out of a culture where people hunt, where they have firearms in the home, that's not an unusual event at all.
Yeah, but man, a 9mm semi-automatic rifle?
Well,
isn't that a little extreme?
Well, I guess it. You know, I don't know enough about the rifle to know whether that's, you know,
and with what appears to be without parental supervision.
Well, like I said, I bought my son a 30-06 deer rifle. That's a pretty big, powerful gun.
How old was he?
13.
Did you just give it to him unsupervised?
No. No, and I'm not saying that. Like I say, the idea of purchasing a firearm and giving it to your kid is not that unusual event in the culture where people shoot. Not knowing who your kid is the difficulty in that culture. And I want to make the distinction because, you know, your reaction is, she went out and bought him three guns. Yeah, I mean...
I can't imagine ever going out and buying three guns for a 14-year-old and then just saying, here,
guns. I can't either. And, in fact, when my kids had the firearms, I had the ammunition. You know, and eventually they had a box of ammunition, too. But, it's you know, like I say, the issue, you need to separate those two, I think, for...
Well, yeah,
in all fairness,
but then you got to be fair, too, that on Wednesday, when they found the rifle... I also found about 30 air-powered guns, swords, knives, bomb-making books, all kinds of stuff. The kid had like a whole cache in his bedroom.
Sure, and if a kid's going to be into military stuff, I mean, my son at one point created the most visited website for the Navy SEALs in the United States. And he was very much into shooting, and he was very much, and, you know, he had the Anarchist Handbook, and he shared it with me. And we looked at it, and we laughed about some of the stuff and, you know, read some of the stuff. If a kid is into that kind of stuff, he's not going to just have, you know, three guns. He's going to have air rifles. He's going to have airsoft pellet guns. He's going to have paintball guns. You know, all of that's going to be part of an entire culture and mindset.
Well, maybe so, but I don't know. That's a culture and mindset I can't get attuned to.
The set itself is not the problem. The parents being... unaware of how upset or angry or frustrated or hurt that child is the real problem. Because there's a lot of kids that go, I mean, just you look at the video.
You're right. You're right about that. I mean, you're right. Parents definitely have an overwhelming responsibility. John, thanks, man.
You bet.
Appreciate it. All right, it's 8:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll check traffic with Gina, and hopefully we'll have Carl Bernstein coming up right around the corner. Gina, how does it look this morning?
All right, Jay. Well, we're seeing stop-and-go traffic across Highlands Ranch now. It's on the eastbound side of C-470. The culprit there is a single-vehicle crash right near University, so you can expect those delays to kick in at about Broadway. That's the major issue right now if you're on the highway here in town. We've also had a wreck on the opposing side where the Curiosity slowing is, westbound C-470 between Quebec and University. Still dealing with some crash cleanup that we had earlier at Wadsworth and Church Ranch Boulevard, and looks like the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike pretty stacked up now, Sheridan toward Church Ranch. Weather outlook today should be a clear sky day with a high of 53. Right now, mostly sunny and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Try the hot pastrami sub today at your neighborhood Blimpy. Warm, thinly sliced smoked pastrami is topped with melted Swiss.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
College, The Meadows, Pradera, Castlewood Ranch, and Spring Valley Ranch. Call 303-791-0980 or visit them at JoyceHomes.com.
8:31, 31 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, the feds have done it again. They've cut rates again. And the mortgage store is right here to help you out. If you're a homeowner, the mortgage store has another great rate for you to take advantage of, 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard me right. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 6.0 APR. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly, call now. You can defer your next two house payments. Now, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up maybe by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. So take advantage of this special 5.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings until 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the mortgage store. And that's exactly what they are. They are experts. And here's the number, 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they are the A1 guaranteed pros.
Leaf Guard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're interested in making between $800 and $1,200 a week, call Leaf Guard to schedule an interview today at 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
Want to test drive a new Mercedes minus the pressure? Be a part of Test Drive Wednesdays. You do the test drive, you do the radio and website reviews for high-end vehicles from Denver area Mercedes-Benz dealers. Sign up at testdrivewednesdays.com.
Attention homeowners, most window companies will tell you that their windows will save you a fortune on your energy bills. Thermal Advantage takes a different approach. They will scientifically show you where all your energy leaks are by using high-tech infrared equipment, by pressurizing your home, and by blowing insulation into your attic to R40. Thermal Advantage guarantees to save you 40% on your energy bills, or they'll reimburse you the difference. Call today to get your windows installed before winter arrives. 303-430-SAVE. 303-430-SAVE.
Today we're talking with Dolores from Aquint, who specializes in interpreting the groans of marketing people. Dolores, how about a demonstration? Try this one.
He needs help with interactive projects, but there's a hiring freeze. She's going to miss an important deadline if she doesn't find some designers fast. A key member of her marketing team is going on maternity leave.
Impressive, but is there a cure?
Absolutely. Just call Aquint to find and hire the contract marketing specialists you need for as long as you need them. Aquint's professionals are top-notch, pre-screened, and just as good as full-time hires. Translation? Job insecurity.
No.
Denial.
Oh, Mama.
Oedipus complex? Please, take my card.
Find out how Aquint can turn your marketing groans into sighs of relief. Call 877-2-A-Q-U-E-N-T or visit aquint.com/Denver today.
I will be retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 720. Listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Register now at WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And AM 760.net.
Good morning, 836, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patchy fog, high today, 56. And our special studio guest is Carl Bernstein, who has a new book out called A Woman in Charge, Life of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And Carl Bernstein, well, he doesn't really need an introduction. He shared a Pulitzer Prize with Bob Woodward for their coverage of Watergate for the Washington Post. He's the author of numerous books. One of the ones I want to bring up, which is one of my all-time favorites, was the book of Loyalty about your parents.
Yeah, Loyalty.
Let me turn that on.
Well, yeah, it's good I can talk to you.
Yeah. That's a great, boy, is that a great
thank
book.
You. Thank you so much. It's about my parents' experience in the McCarthy era during the first witch hunts of the Cold War. And it was an extraordinary experience writing it, just as writing this biography of Hillary Clinton was an extraordinary experience. Interestingly enough, speaking of my parents, my mother, I'm from Washington. I live in New York, but I'm a second-generation Washingtonian, and my mother was one of the volunteer senior citizens who answered Hillary's mail for the 8 years that,
wow.
that she was in the White House. Didn't tell me a damn thing, but she didn't really get to see much of any great importance. But what this book is that until now, almost everything we know about Hillary Clinton has been presented to us by either her opponents and her enemies, or by her kind of hagiography produced by her true believers and acolytes, or by a kind of airbrushed treatment that she gives herself in her own so-called autobiographical writings. So what I did is I went out to find the people who have known her the best through her life, most of whom talked to me on the record. I spent almost 8 years on the book. And what emerges, of course, is a tale of epic proportions that is full of surprises, and Hillary Clinton turns out to be almost totally different at every turn than all these caricatures and kind of grotesqueries from whichever place they come from. You know, one of the things that's been so humbling has been that the reviewers have kind of picked up what this book really is.
Well, they say, here's some of them. The Los Angeles Times, Ronald L. Brownstein, a model of contemporary political biography, thorough, balanced, judicious, and deeply reported. Bernstein always finds new facts and telling details. The Wall Street Journal says it's a remarkably revealing portrait. And the New York Times said it's a balanced and a convincing picture of Mrs. Clinton. And they said that Bernstein also poses the essential concern that voters will need to confront in deciding whether they will support Mrs. Clinton's 2008 candidacy. And all of the reviewers have literally loved this book. What about the Clintons? What's their reaction been to it?
It's funny. I ran into Hillary the day before yesterday in Des Moines, and I'm unreasonably certain she hasn't read the book. She doesn't read about herself. In the White House, she didn't read newspapers. In the governor's mansion, she didn't read newspapers. She listened to NPR, but she doesn't like to know what people are saying about herself, because she knows that there's going to be a lot of ugly stuff in it. She saw me and came over and was very, very friendly, and I said, let's get together and sit down and talk at some point, and she said, sure. At first, and Bill Clinton has read the book, I'm told, and I'm certain Bill Clinton knows that it's a good book. Bill Clinton's smart enough to know that this is as close as you can get from the outside, I think, to getting it right, who she really is. But the reaction of the campaign when it came out, there was another book that came out at the same time, and the campaign had not gotten a copy of my book, but they lumped it with the other one very consciously, and mm-hmm. said, oh, it's old news. Because there, you know, look, this is what good journalism, good biography, good history really is, the best obtainable version of the truth. And it doesn't hew to anybody's agenda, though most of the reviewers find it, well, it's very humanizing and empathic. Many of them call it sympathetic in some ways to Hillary, or many ways to Hillary. But since then, the campaign hasn't said anything. I think they know how, you know, that it's a good book.
In the book, you talk about her growing up, and you talk about her house being, what was the word you used? Like, kind of like a boot camp?
Well, her father was a sour. You know, here, too, we've had these kind of caricatured notions that she grew up in a suburban 50s father knows best environment. As David Broder wrote in the Washington Post a couple weeks ago about my book, he said, you know, you come to understand that her childhood was almost as dysfunctional as Bill's. Her father was a sour, unfulfilled man, who verbally abused, demeaned, humiliated his wife, Betsy Ebeling, Hillary's closest childhood friend, still remains among her closest friends, told me about everybody would be seated at the dinner table, and Betsy would be there as Hillary's friend, and her father would throw out a topic for discussion in a provocative way, almost like a glove on the table. And people would give their take on the topic, and then her mother would try to say something, and he would say, you know, what do you know? You know, what do you know, Miss Smarty Pants? And she really was obviously very hurt by it. She would get up sometimes and say, that's it, I've had it. And he'd say, don't let the screen door hit you in the ass on the way out. So Hillary became fearful to some extent of having friends come to the house. It was embarrassing. Her father was a misanthrope, really. And Hillary wrote about herself in a letter when she was about 18 to a friend. She said, is it possible to be a compassionate misanthrope? That's a really fascinating observation.
Yeah,
she also wrote in another letter about herself, can one be a mind conservative and a heart liberal? And it was in the context of the civil rights movement at the time and the Black Power movement. But it's really maybe the best, most, if you're going to have a succinct definition of her political persona, a mind conservative, or of her persona, not just political, a mind conservative and a heart liberal. It's really who she is in many ways. She's very traditional, very square in a 50s, 60s way in her personal values. The first thing that I learned when I decided to do the book was, as one of her closest friends said, look, if you're going to do this book, you have to start with her Methodism. And I said, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew she was a Methodist, but I figured, you know, she was...
Her religion, basically.
Yeah, well, it turns out that religion and family are the two pillars of her life. They always have been. They explain so much. She recently said that it was her, and she never worn a religion on her sleeve. She grew up in this, in the Methodist Church. Her mother was a Sunday school teacher. Hillary was an altar girl. And there came to Park Ridge, Illinois, when she was in high school, a youth minister. And he brought with him, in his red Chevy Impala convertible, Bob Dylan records, Prince of Picasso's pictures, including Guernica, the great tableau of the agony, mm-hmm. this depicting the agony of the Spanish Civil War, and the teachings of 20th century theologians like Niebuhr and Bernhoeffer, who believed that the role of a Christian was really required political involvement, and that political involvement needed to be infused with spiritual values in the sense of the Gospels, the notion, the Christ notion of serving others, social service, and combined with John Wesley's message of do all the good you can, whatever you can, wherever you can, and Hillary really found in this a perfect métier for her beliefs, for her action. And in the White House years, some of Bill Clinton's associates found her, in fact, her religiosity sometimes self-righteous, that it could make her have an attitude of, look, the ends justify the means here.
You know, she's never worn this on her sleeve. She doesn't hardly ever discuss it.
Well, the first thing she did when she got to the White House is she joined a women's prayer group with a group of women, most of them Republicans, including the wife of Jim Baker, who had been Ronald Reagan's chief of staff, and George Bush the Elder's secretary of state. These women, when Hillary was in town on Wednesdays, they met together, prayed together, they came to the White House, they helped support her through the Lewinsky period. And the most interesting speech she gave during the White House years was a speech that came to be known as the Politics of Meaning speech, and it was 2 days before her father died in the third month of the Clinton presidency in Austin, Texas. And in fact, people might take a look at my website, carlbernstein.com. I've excerpted all the aspects of the book that have to deal with religion. I mean, I really want people to read the book, but you might take a look at this as a kind of tantalizing article almost, because you see in here a totally different Hillary Clinton than we know, and this politics meaning speech is in there, in which she talks about, you know, things that have concerned her all her life. Her father is dying of a couple hundred miles away in Little Rock. She's in Austin. And she's asking, when does life end? When does, you know, he's on life support, and the question of whether, you know, that the plug should be pulled, and questions of what does God do and what do we do. And then she goes into about we need a politics of meaning that is infused by these spiritual notions. Almost a deistic vision she presents of what is going to be the Clinton presidency. It's quite extraordinary.
Why does she keep this bottled up?
I don't know that she keeps it bottled up. I think.
But if you ask most people would not identify her as being a religious person.
Again, I think, first of all, and the other thing is, when Bill Clinton lost the governorship after one term, she considered becoming the president of a Methodist college in Arkansas. She turned it down, but she ended up doing a series of sermons around the state, including one called Women Armed with the Christian Sword. Not what you would.
Whoa!
So the information's there if you go out to find it, and that's what I tried to do over these 7-8 years.
That's what you did, was you found it. It's 8:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Carl Bernstein is here, live in the studio. He's going to be reading at the tattered cover, too, by the way, and signing books. A Woman in Charge.
Let's give him what time that is so people come down to.
He'll be there at 7:30 tonight. You
please,
can show up.
Please come down, and then afterwards we're all gonna go over to Rocky Stadium together. You see, I'm wearing my purple,
you do have your Rockies.
I got my purple sweater on today.
Good for you.
Go Rockies.
Yeah, this is the tattered cover downtown now. This is the downtown one. It's 7:30. This is really. You want to know Hillary Clinton? You got to read this book. 8:49, more coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Problems now for C-470 have crashes on both sides of the highway, and that is stacking up traffic between Broadway and University. Have the single vehicle wreck right near University eastbound, and then one on the opposing side westbound between Quebec and University, so expect delays both directions. Still have pretty heavy traffic on eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City and southbound 225 through the DTC. Looks like they cleared that crash in the high country westbound I-70 near Floyd Hill. Weather outlook today should be a beautiful day. We're going to see mostly clear skies and a high of 53, 34 for a low tonight, and tomorrow a little warmer at 64. Right now, mostly sunny, 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, it's the fall gas fill-up promotion at your participating Toyota Tire Center dealer. Through November, when you...
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh.
It seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
This special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate. And it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it. And it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-653-4896. That's 1-800-653-4896. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-653-4896.
Now through October 19th, get Comcast Digital Preferred Cable with on-demand and free HBO for just $39.99 per month for 3 months. That's over 50 more channels than standard cable, hundreds of free shows and movies, the power and control of on-demand plus the interactive program guide, and up to 8 free channels of HBO. The deal gets better. Get all your favorite networks and today's hottest movies. And don't forget to catch up on your favorite original HBO series like Curb Your Enthusiasm and the newest hit, Tell Me You Love Me. Plus, get hit movies like Dreamgirls, Aragon, Blood Diamond, and Happy Feet with HBO On Demand. Comcast Digital Preferred Cable. On demand and free HBO. Just $39.99 per month for 3 months. Now that's a deal. That's Comcasting. Hurry, this special offer ends October 19th. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Some services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
852, 52. 2 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, Patchy Fogg, High Today 56 in the studio with us. Carl Bernstein, the book, you got to read it, A Woman in Charge, and you can get to...
is it significant that you played Bad Moon Rising, John Fogerty there? Is that
no.
It's just a coincidence.
It's a coincidence. I didn't pick it. John Turk did.
Okay.
He will be at the Tatter Cover downtown
tonight. I was
a
rock critic, so...
Oh. Well, we can talk about that, too, at 7:39. I want to ask you this. I've always wanted to ask you this question about this book. I find it interesting in here that you talk about, and I believe this is the Monica Lewinsky situation, that you talk about the fact that he says to Bill Clinton, she says, you're going to have to tell Chelsea about this because you lied to both of us.
Right.
That, to me, seems... I mean, their daughter seems to be so good. It seems like she's turned out so good.
They've been terrific parents within the context of the marriage, you know, and hands-on parents. And Chelsea's a lovely young woman.
Then why does the ultra-right, why do they hate these people so much?
Well, first of all, for practical reasons, that these are the... Bill Clinton is the only Democrat who's been elected president since Franklin Roosevelt. He beat him.
Good point.
And she's been the person there that's made it possible. And he wouldn't have been president without her. He wouldn't have been president without her getting up during the Jennifer Flowers mess and going on the attack. And he wouldn't have been president if she hadn't gotten up. You know, Bill Clinton, one of the things the book reveals is that on the day the Lewinsky story broke, he talked to a friend that I talked to and said that he didn't think he was going to be able to last a week, perhaps, as president, because the Democrats would call for him to leave and it would become impossible to survive. Well, Hillary Clinton stopped that when she went on the Today Show and defended him and said that nothing had occurred, that he had assured her of that, which he had. He had told her that Monica Lewinsky was a stalker, which she was. It just happened that he was quite responsive to this. He was a responsive stalkee. But no, look, why does the right hate the Clintons? There are many obvious reasons. They've been effective, and they got these enemies to begin with down in. Also, Hillary, I wouldn't say that she's a radical feminist by any means, but I certainly think that a lot of people on the right think she is, and she believes in choice.
I just never have seen anything like it. The other day,
there hasn't been anything like it since the Roosevelts.
Well, this is an example, Carl. The other day, I'm driving and I listened to two very prominent right-wing talk show hosts. One is Sean Hannity, the other one is Limbaugh, and they're both ranting and raving about this woman.
Come on. Among other things, the talk radio made it partly because of Hillary and Bill Clinton. I mean,
now the polarization of them, you're right.
No, but look, there's a culture war going on in this country. It is debilitating. It's awful. It has just decimated our political system, and the Clintons are very much at the center of that political of that cultural warfare. It goes back to the early post-Watergate period and refighting the battles of Vietnam again, the Bork hearings, Clarence Thomas hearings. There is a political divide in this country among people who are active in politics and who also take interest in politics. You can't separate it from the larger culture either. You can't separate the religious right aspect from it, which has dominated the Republican Party now, and the agenda of the Republican Party that took a president like George Bush the Elder, whose wife had been a member of Planned Parenthood, who had always been pro-choice on most issues, and uh-huh. Suddenly he totally changed directions and put into place draconian executive orders and policies relating to the use of federal funds, cutting them off for birth control and et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Well, you know what? I wish I had more time with you because you've got other things to do, but I could sit here all morning and talk to you. You'll be at the Tattered Cover tonight. That's the Tattered Cover downtown at 7:30. And people can get their books signed.
People should read this book because we need to know about this woman who might be the next president of the United States.
It's a fabulous. Once you start it, you can't put it down.
What we know about her, that's the problem, is just caricature. And, you know, whether you like her or you don't like her,
right?
Find out who the hell she is. And one thing she is really interesting. And one of the consistent themes is her fear of humiliation and embarrassment and secrets.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you being here. Yes, thank you. Hope to have you back, because you can talk about a ton of stuff. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've probably heard something about the revolutionary home mortgage I've been talking about called My Bank, My Loan, My Way. The loan that eliminates interest, reduces monthly payments, and shortens your loan to as little as 5 years. This loan is changing the mortgage industry. It's a 30-year line of credit combined with a checking account. When you deposit money, any money into the account, it saves you interest on that amount for however long the money sits there. Use the checking account to pay ordinary household bills, and your mortgage interest goes down without changing your spending habits. Imagine your payments go down every month. You become your own bank and your mortgage remains liquid for up to 30 years. My Bank, My Loan, My Way. This loan is perfect for real estate investors, first-time home buyers, or refinancing. You take control. Be your own bank. Use the money for whatever you want, then put it back whenever you want. Find out more only at American Guarantee Mortgage, 866-259-8206, 866-259-8206.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Cancer remains a killer, but it's lost some of its fearsomeness. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
More and more Americans are surviving it, Nick. A report by the nation's leading cancer groups shows death rates dropping faster than ever. Screening is catching tumors or their precursors earlier. Treatments are advancing and many are less taxing on patients. For instance,
removing a part of the lung, the standard kind of cancer operation, through an incision that's only 2 inches big and a couple of smaller incisions.
Dr. Walter Scott does this surgery all the time at Philadelphia's Fox Chase Cancer Center. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
There is a new website up and running that could prove to be of major boon to parents. It features links to various video clips of normal children and those exhibiting signs of autism. The links are available at autismspeaks.org. The organization's executive vice president, Allison Singer, says videos like these could have been very important in the case of her own daughter.
The doctors would ask me, does she walk on her toes? And I said, well, you know, doesn't everybody use their toes when they walk? And if I had had the opportunity to see a red flag toe walking was versus how typical 14-month-old children walk, I think I would have had a lot more information.
Autism is very much on the minds of rescuers in a rugged section of West Virginia where the search is on for a missing autistic hiker. Here's CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula.
Dozens of searchers are looking for Jacob Allen in a wilderness area, the Appalachian Mountains near Elkins, West Virginia. Chris Stadelman is at the command post.
It's an 18-year-old, severely autistic young man, and he's been lost since about 2:30 yesterday afternoon.
In good shape physically and an avid hiker, Allen got lost while on a trek with his parents. One concern, overnight temperatures dropped into the 30s.
In Las Vegas, one of O.J. Simpson's co-defendants in the alleged sports memorabilia armed robbery has agreed to plead guilty and to flip. Charles Cashmore will testify against Simpson and four others accused of using guns to allegedly steal sports collectibles from a Las Vegas hotel room September the 13th. So far, so smooth on Southern California Interstate 5 reopened after a fiery tunnel crash over the weekend. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
This is good news, not just for commuters, but for truckers in California. Interstate 5 is the main route linking northern and southern California, and if it had remained shut down, it would have had a drastic effect on the state's economy.
This year's Nobel Prize in Economics goes to a trio of Americans. Aaron Maskin, Len Horowitz, and Roger Meyerson are being honored for creating a theory that helps explain market differences, allowing buyers and sellers to get the most out of their transactions. Meyerson from the University of Chicago says the work itself has been most gratifying.
It's obviously a great privilege and an honor. The greatest privilege is working on this stuff. These were important problems to work on.
Horowitz, at the age of 90, is the oldest Nobel laureate ever. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 83, the NASDAQ down 14. This is CBS News.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
When you were a kid, wishing upon a star was a cute idea. But unless I'm completely in the dark here, you're not a kid anymore. Though you still got dreams, don't you? You got a plan to get them up and running, or are you just keeping your fingers crossed? Maybe it's time for a wake-up call.
Dream Plan Track from Ameriprise Financial. Financial planning redefined. Visit us at Ameriprise.com/dream.
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Looks like winter's arrived in the Rocky Mountains following that big storm that dumped up to a foot of snow in some higher elevations this weekend. The snow causing fender benders but no injuries along I-70. Freezing rain also greeted Denver marathoners yesterday and doused the fans at the Rockies playoff game at Coors Field last night. Heavy snow hampering search efforts in the Holy Cross Wilderness for a hiker who went missing over the weekend. 23-year-old Missouri man left his campsite Saturday afternoon and didn't return that evening.
His 24-year-old brother, who was hiking with, made a 911 call shortly before 7 p.m. to report him missing.
Eagle County Sheriff's Office says heavy snow prevented Vail Mountain Rescue from beginning a search until yesterday. Searchers found no trace of the man. They've resumed that search this morning. Boulder Valley School District officials plan to meet today to discuss the future of a counselor who pleaded guilty to soliciting a prostitute. Casey Middle School counselor Mike Barta pleading guilty to a misdemeanor. Cops were tipped off to Barta by a hooker who met him online. She says she recognized him as a counselor at her child's school. And the Rockies' magical late-season run continues after their 4-1 win in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series.
They are one win away from going to the World Series. They make it 3 straight over Arizona.
The Rockies have won 20 of their last 21 and could sweep the D-backs with another win tonight in their best-of-seven series. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're still trying to get a wreck out of the way. Eastbound C-470 near University. We've got pretty much gridlock there all the way back to Broadway. Had one on the opposite side. Looks like westbound lanes are moving a little bit better now. Watch out for a crash with a fuel leak eastbound 285 at Colorado 8 in Morrison. And we do have southbound Broadway affected now near 13th here in town. Security wait time at DIA, 25 minutes. Weather outlook.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
$160, so make sure you get over there and register. Go to WhiteHouseMakeover.com. 9:07, it's after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patchy fog, high today 56. Thanks to Carl Bernstein. We'll have him back on again here in the next couple of days, and we'll talk more not only about this book, fascinating book that he's written about Hillary Clinton, but also about some other topics. And if you want to talk to him tonight, he'll be at the Tattered Cover in Lodo downtown. That's 7:30 tonight. Well, I'm tempted to go over there myself. Stay up and go over there and talk to him. It's a marvelous, marvelous guy. Has a lot to say. We're going to talk to State Representative Debbie Stafford. She is a longtime Republican known for her passionate arguments on behalf of abused animals and foster kids. How can you not like anybody like that? She ditched her party last Thursday to join the majority Democrats. The Aurora lawmakers' surprise move was announced. She stood in front of a dozen cheering Democrats, and it was the first time in 20 years that a state lawmaker has switched parties. She said she's often been at odds with Republicans, and we have her on the line, so let's just ask her right now. And Representative Stafford, good morning, and welcome to the program. Thanks
Hello.
For joining us.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning.
Yeah, happy Monday morning to you. And I noticed the clouds and the rain has cleared away, and now it looks like it's just going to be another beautiful fall day along the Front Range.
Oh, this is the best time of year in Colorado.
I know everybody says that. I want it to be warm again.
I think we should all just take the day off and go to the mountains and enjoy the wonderful smells and sights.
Ooh, now you're starting to sound like me. I have taken every day off. How long had you been thinking about leaving the Republican Party?
Probably on and off since the last legislative session. It was an extremely difficult decision because I love the Republican Party. I have wonderful Republican friends. I still feel incredible appreciation to the wonderful people that have supported me, and I still believe that as a representative, I represent Republicans, Democrats, and Independents.
Heard anything from your constituents about this move?
I've had some that were not happy or some that just didn't understand. And I've had some that were happy. So there's, as I would have expected, there was a mixture of response.
What was the one thing that made you decide that you wanted to walk away? I mean, I think all of us, if we have any political interest at all, we follow anything. We all identify as something, except for those, I guess, who would say that they're independent or in the middle or wherever. And we've all had thoughts of, well, this is the last straw. This is enough. See ya. I'm gone. What was the one thing that made you decide that this was it?
Well, I certainly hold the majority of the tenets of the Republican Party dear to my value system. However, I also have worked with people for so many years that one of my greatest passions is trying to put support around people. I think probably, unfortunately, it started over a vote last year that escalated. I made a vote that was a vote to represent citizens in my district that spent a lot of time letting us know at the Capitol. They had some unresolved issues on some of the homes that have been built, and they could not have some resolution. And when I finally voiced my frustration over the lobbying efforts on that bill and voted for the bill, I know that I really upset my party. I understand that. I even understand if your party is upset and they want to slap you around for a while. But when I began to see that it was moving forward, even into the summer and carrying on, I began to realize, you know, be mad for a while, but get over it. We all have to serve the citizens in our state. I came to the conclusion that for me to represent the citizens in my district to the best of my ability, I couldn't be beholden to big donors to my party. And when I felt like I was going to continue to be punished for that, I had to make up my mind to do what I believed is right for the people I represent and for my own integrity.
So you decide to leave. Who's the first, other than your family, who's the first person in the Republican Party you tell?
Well, I sought legal counsel. I actually spoke with three different attorneys. And when I made my decision, I just made my announcement. So I didn't discuss it a lot once I came to the conclusion that the decision needed to be made.
And the reaction from the Republican Party was?
Well, I'm sure not very happy.
I want to ask you something about the Republican Party, because I honestly don't know. I mean, I do know, but I don't know. Doesn't it bother you when you were a member of the Republican Party? Doesn't it bother you their vindictiveness and their mean-spiritedness?
Well, I'm only going to talk about my own experience. And my own experience was I just want to do what's right to represent the citizens in my district who need to have their voice heard, and that's why they elected me. And when I was put in a position to be told that responding to business was to trump responding to the citizens that put me in public office, and then a follow-up punishment of that decision was to include me in a frivolous complaint on campaign finance reporting, me and eight Democrats.
Oh, I remember that.
And then to find out that it was a Republican attorney that filed the complaint against me. At some point in time, I just made up my mind. It's kind of like the thought of being battered into submission. And I'm not interested to be battered into towing the line. I'm interested to represent the Republicans, the Democrats, and the independent voters that put me into office. And my difficult decision came when the clear understanding was that for me, I didn't feel that I was in a system that was going to be reasonable to let the voice of my citizens be heard or the issues that I believed I needed to continue to work on in my last year in the legislature. And that was my final straw. And that's when I sought legal counsel to make this decision.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. State Representative Debbie Stafford on the line with us, longtime Republican who has switched parties. I'm not trying to indict the whole Republican Party. I'm just trying to understand, for instance, in your case, I mean, your example is a good one, about where you disagreed with them, you cast a vote of conscience, you did what you thought was right, and it wasn't enough for them just to simply disagree with you. They had to punish you. I mean, what drives that?
You know, I don't know. But I've tried to be an active supporter of the Republican Party. I will still do everything I can to support the people that I represent. I think that in the Democratic Party, I think that you could also have things like that happen. I don't know that. Actually, I've never heard of anybody have something that egregious. I think each party can get mad at somebody for a vote. But I think it's a little egregious to go to some legal action just because you can.
Yeah, because that, you know what that does? That plants the seed in your constituents' minds that, well, gee, I wonder if my representative is above board. And there's enough cynicism now about government to hold us for a lifetime.
Well, I think it's difficult. For me, it came down to the fact of saying, at what point are we elected of the people and by the people, or at what point are we elected by the donors who give us the greatest financial contribution, and then we become beholden to them, even if, in my own heart, I believed it would have created more damage for many of the citizens in my district that had real clear, specific issues to be represented. And at this point, I'm going to choose to represent the voters.
All right. What would be the top three or four, five things that you think that make the Republican Party attractive?
Well, I think the Republican Party certainly is interested in less big government, in lower taxes, in more personal responsibility. I support those issues. I think there's a reasonable balance. I would have been an ideal candidate to have moved as an independent. However, we don't currently have the structure within our state for an independent voice to have much support to be heard. And so for me, it came down to the best decision to still represent the citizens of House District 40. And it's interesting to me that if a party wants to eat their own, at some point in time, I just think that's a sad scenario. And I think that the reason that I made the decision is to change is that when I finally approached the Democratic Party, I said, look, you're going to get me as I am with my value system. And I think their tent was big enough to embrace me.
Well,
and
I'm trying to discern. I mean, how is your value system say? How would your value system say, for instance, be different than Morgan Carroll's value system?
I probably will still continue my. Well, I know I will still continue my vote to support a pro-life position. I certainly have compassion, though, if somebody has been raped or if they've experienced incest or the life of a mother is in jeopardy. I certainly have compassion for that. But my heart and compassion for people is still, we need to understand that behind every story or every face is a story. And what I want to do is still be a representative of the people with the conscience that kind of drives my own system.
Okay, because the reason I ask this is because we're often portrayed, and I use the word we are loosely because sometimes I figure I'm a Democrat, sometimes I figure I'm not, but we're often portrayed, any of us that are left of center, we're often portrayed as being financially responsible, relative moral outlook, you know, we're the enemy, we're the devil, and on and on and on and on and on. When I think if you look at a lot of folks that are involved or who care, many of us have a lot of the same moral values. We're not our morals are not relative. We don't make our own rules as we go. We adhere to things, and we have belief systems. Yeah, you're right. You and I would probably not agree on what I consider to be a woman's right to choose. But then again, I think both of us would agree that abortion is not a path that most people want to take, and not most women that most women want to take. And nobody truly really is for it. They're just, I think the crux where we would run into trouble would be the debate over whether a woman would have a right to choose that or not. I mean, I don't think we're as morally adrift as a lot of your former colleagues would like to paint us out to be.
And if this is a helpful analogy, I was recently at a meeting with some clergy in my community, and somehow the topic of the Democratic platform came to surface in a discussion. And knowing that I was a Republican, someone turned to me and asked me my thoughts. And at that point, and I have to tell you, I really believe there's a very black and white picture on that issue. And let me be clear, I didn't make this decision because of that issue. I made this decision because of a bigger issue of integrity and safety for me. But I had a member of the clergy look at me and say, there are many of us that support the Democratic platform, but we still support a pro-life position. Now, where's the voice for us? And so, once again, that didn't drive my decision at all. But I thought about it later, and I realized there are people who share other values of the Democratic platform that believe they've been painted in a corner or painted in a box to say you're either one way or the other, and there's nobody with an in-between place. And so it may be that this decision will also help stir that discussion for those people in the Democratic Party that may lean closer to how I view the world. And again, that's not why my decision was made.
I'm just tired of the extremes, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm tired of all the over-the-top extreme rhetoric, and it's become tough now to criticize your opponent or criticize people who you disagree with without having to move to that kind of a position. But I find a lot of it offensive, and also I find a lot of it sometimes to be kind of funny. I mean, a lot of your top spokespeople for things like the institution of marriage, I've been married longer than a lot of them and have had less wives.
Well, I can only tell you this. I also believe the extremes are damaging to what is probably a very reasonable message on either side of the aisle. And the only thing from my perspective is I began to realize that I'm a domestic violence counselor, And I actually work with perpetrators, but I would tell anybody that didn't feel safe in a relationship if they've done what they believe they needed to do to try to resolve it and they can't, at some point you make up your mind it's better to get out than not feel safe. And I had to come to that personal decision for me. It was better for me to get out than to continue to feel like I had another year of being beat up. And it was personal. And I'm at peace about my decision, and I'm sad for those that may not understand it. I'm not out trying to tear down the Republican Party. I'm out trying to represent the citizens of House District 40 that need to feel that they have a voice that trumps big business with deep pockets.
You know what, Representative, I think in the end we would be in terrible trouble if either party got torn down, but I don't think there's enough folks in the Republican Party who have the kind of outlook that you do. Thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks so very much, and good luck in the future.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Representative Debbie Stafford, 922, 22 minutes after 9, and Michael sent me an email saying that Stafford is extremely anti-gay. She supports people as long as they're straight, but I didn't want to start going down that road with her because that's not why I asked her on the show. I mean, I'd ask her back if she'd cast that kind of vote, and then I would see what she had to say. All right, it's open phones. It's been an unusual Monday, 9:23, 23 minutes after 9, because we've just been all over the place here this morning. 303-713-7600, so you can further take it all over the place with anything you want to talk about, any place you want to go, anything you want to do. That's what Open Phones is all about. We had a hot discussion about the mom charged with buying the son's guns before we had Carl Bernstein on. If you want to talk about Hillary Clinton and his book, A Woman in Charge, whatever it is that you want to get into. Man, I'd love to.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders. Thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. And that helps us all breathe a little easier. Each mature tree left standing helps absorb about 48 pounds of carbon dioxide in a year. So we hear this, rather than this. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS Movement for a Climate in Crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money Untold income. The Trump way. My way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
7618.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Al Green. Yeah, son of Memphis.
Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Reverend Al. 927, 27 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Patchy Fog, High Today 56. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about. Okay, here's Molly. This is Molly Cullum. Hi, Molly.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm just doing fantastic.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I just got pretty fired up when you were talking about this woman buying the gun for her son, her 14-year-old son.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really, we struggle with this every day. You know, your listeners don't know this about me. You do. But I'm a mental health worker in the school district, the public schools. And in my job, all the time, I try to work with teachers around their frustration when there's either a real lack of parent involvement, where the parent barely even knows what's going on in school, let alone in their personal life or in their bedroom, for goodness sake. And we constantly will go round and around on a wheel if we're constantly looking at the things we cannot control. And I'm with you. I mean, I don't think the government can answer this. But communication between agencies, training for the people on the front line, these are some of the most critical pieces we need to do more and more. I think we've got to have more mental health professionals in the public schools, because that is the catching area where we can spot these problems early on. So this 14-year-old boy obviously had many things going on, and someone needed to be able to identify it.
Well, if you work in this field, and you do, how do you not know what's going on with your 14-year-old kid?
Well, absolutely, and that's what makes me crazy. You know, in my job, what I will do is really try to engage a parent and try to find out what the problem is with them, that they're not paying attention. And sometimes it's a major depression issue or substance abuse or just sheer poverty, where they are working two jobs and they're never home and they're not able to pay attention, or they're just simply not paying attention. And I get to a point where I cannot make a parent do that. However, I can equip teachers and train them in the early warning signs and early detection. I mean, surely this little boy, this 14-year-old, is doing some writing at school that might be able to tick off the teacher or tip them to the possibility that this child might need to see somebody in the mental health field to find out what's going on, to prevent some of these, you know, explosions we see. I mean, more and more, after Columbine, after Virginia Tech, it was a constant going back and looking, and we're always finding mental health issues that were undetected. And often these children were known to different agencies, like Harris and Klebold were known to diversion programs in Jefferson County. They were known to mental health agencies. And obviously, I'm sure they were known to their school, and nobody had the complete picture. So what they really need to do is have agencies communicate. So actually, since I lost the election in 06, I have been highly involved with a grant called Project Link. It's through the U.S. Department of Ed, Safe and Drug-Free Schools. And we are working actively as we speak between Cherry Creek School District, the 18th Judicial District, Aurora Mental Health, and Arapahoe Douglas Mental Health. And actually, Debbie Stafford's on the board of Aurora Mental Health, which is why she and I have been talking a lot. And I'm so proud of her for making this decision. But
I don't know how you can be I don't know how you can have a 14-year-old kid and not know what's going on with it. With your 14-year-old kid, how do parents do that?
How do they do that? But the thing is, we have to solve that. And often, in my experience, I can only share anecdotally with you what I've experienced, is the parent is either suffering from some major depression issues, I know in the neighborhood where I work, the economy has been drastically changed. People have lost jobs. They are not home. The substance abuse rate is going up. The rate of depression is going up, and they're not available to their kids anymore. So the kids are getting involved with gangs. The kids are getting, you know, their latchkey kids. These are kids in, this is Cherry Creek School District.
That's scary.
Well, it is scary, and it's something where we can, you know, each agency can be frustrated, but we've got to look at how can we work together. Again, it takes a village, and at least empower some of the community agencies that have the most contact with the children. And teachers are a huge resource in that department.
Well,
and the sad thing is teachers don't receive very much training at all in how to detect these kinds of
things. I remember the days when the teacher would call your parents at home.
Oh, absolutely. And what we will experience is teachers will call the parents at home. Often the number's been disconnected. Who knows if they haven't paid the bill or if they just don't pick up. Some parents will see that it's the school calling because we now have caller ID, and they won't pick up. So it's
I find that to be crazy. Molly, thank you. The call.
Well, hey, Jay, can I tell you one more thing?
Sure.
I just filed. I'm running again.
Are you?
I am. So tell Mary I took her advice.
Okay, I will. And when you do, Molly Oki will be there.
We're looking early November. I'll let you know.
Okay, well, just let me know, and I'll announce it on the air, and we'll show up.
Okay.
Molly Oki rules.
Woohoo!
We'll see ya.
Okay, bye.
One of the nicest people I know, Molly Cullen. Here's an email from Vicky. Jay, I love listening to your show, but sometimes it seems as if you're obsessed with anti-Christian rhetoric. I'm no Bible thumper by no means. I think the last time I attended church service was when my nephew was baptized, like 6 years ago. However, I have no problem with people of faith. Quite frankly, I can't understand why you and your callers are crying about religious conservatives telling them how to live. I would like to think that I have evolved beyond such pettiness and accept everyone for who they are and do not prejudice people based on their race, religion, or political orientation. Perhaps you're not as progressive as you advertise. Hey, Vicky, perhaps your head's in the sand. These folks just don't try to tell us how to live. They try to get a hold of the government, and they try to get a hold of the government mechanism and the government rhetoric, and I'm being specific about this. I'm not talking about all Christians. I'm talking about James Dobson and people like Tony Perkins. They want to get a hold of the government and make it a church-run state, a theocracy, Vicky, okay? And if you're blind to that, that's not my fault. There's nothing I can tell you about that. There's nothing I can say about that, Vicky. I'm not obsessed with all Christians, and I don't think there's anything wrong with having faith. What I'm obsessed with is the people who want to turn the moral machinery that they create against those of us who don't see things the same way they do, i.e. Jews, Muslims, gays. And don't tell me that that's not what Dobson, and don't tell me that that's not what Tony Perkins, and don't tell me that that's not what the ultra-religious right is all about, because that's what they're about, Vicky. But you know what, Vicky? You sit there and think that I'm petty and that I'm obsessed. So you sit there and you stick your head in the radio and your head in the television, and you ignore all this stuff that's going on a daily basis, and fine, you see where it gets you. And plus, by the way, P.S., okay, hypocrites. Hypocrites. Because there are plenty of time for them to go after and demonize us. But they have no time to take care of the stuff that's going on in their own backyard. I rest my case. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour. Gina in traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We do still have this crash on eastbound U.S. 285. Had a fuel leak there as well. Colorado 8 out in Morrison. So just watch out. It may take a little while for that to be cleaned up. Southbound I-25, I-70 to Spear. Usual heavy conditions getting into downtown. If you are headed into the high country, it's looking better on I-70. But we still have chain laws in effect over the Loveland Pass at U.S. 6. Weather outlook today should be a nice clear sky day, lots of sunshine and a high of 53. Right now, mostly sunny and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is now open. Get your season pass for just $259. Arapaho Basin's new expansion, Montezuma Bowl, will open later.
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
It's not too early to start thinking about winter driving conditions. Hi, Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of tiny carbide bits built in to the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. Whether you're driving on ice or in the snow or even in clear conditions, these tires create safety for all seasons. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
Find Carrier Infinity Systems. Savings compared to previous carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
It's 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hey, Denver's new 2008 Metro Street Atlas from Mapsco is hot off the press. And for a limited time, if you bring your old Regional Street Atlas or Metro Atlas to Mapsco's store at 8th and Lincoln and tell them Jay Marvin said give you $5 off the brand new Metro Edition, that's exactly what they'll do. They'll give you $5 off. This year, both Mapsco's Street Atlases, both of the Mapsco and Street Atlases, by the way, have gone all the way. I mean, they have just pulled out all the stops. Combined over 7,000 updates, revisions, and additions. Hundreds of miles of new streets. 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. And, you know, sometimes you may learn the hard way that those online maps are just not as accurate as the new Denver Metro Street Atlas. In fact, online maps and these nav systems may get you close, but they won't get you there like Mapsco. And don't forget, Mapsco has great gift ideas for the upcoming holiday season. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco maps are most accurate, most current, and most trusted. Check out Mapsco at 8th and Lincoln at fine retailers throughout Denver, or you can go online and do it at Mapsco.com.
Hi, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's MAE.NET.
Leaf Guard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're interested in making between $800 and $1,200 a week, call Leaf Guard to schedule an interview today at 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patchy Fog, high today 56. Jay Marvin with you. Two lines open at 303-713-7600 and it's open phones. Thank you to Carl Bernstein, Debbie Stafford for being here this morning. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. I should. Well, we've had a weird morning here this morning. We've had all kinds of technical problems and then I spilled water everywhere. That wasn't too cool. All right. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
The main reason I called is because I'm a Democrat, but I'm a constituent of Representative Stafford's, and mm-hmm. I admire her switch. I don't agree with her on a lot of issues, but I'll tell you the reason I, as a person, I think she's really trying to help children and women and with domestic violence and children's issues. She's trying to make a positive impact on society. And so even though I don't agree with her on everything, you know, I think she's a good person. Now, this brings me to my broader point. I think she left the Republican Party for the same reason I did, although hers is more significant than mine, of course, since she's a leader of our country, of our state. The Republican Party, to me, are bullies. They beat up on her, then wanted her to lockstep vote on what they wanted her to vote on. And they do that with their membership of their party, too. There were so many things that I started disagreeing with them about, and if you didn't lockstep agree with them, you were not only not a real Republican, you were not a real American, you were not a real, you know.
Why do they engage in this kind of behavior? What drives that?
I don't know. I think when you spoke to the emailer about the religious right, it's the same thing they do. If you don't believe exactly what they believe, exactly, you are not only not a real American, you are not a real Christian, you are not, I mean, they are so rigid. And that's why I'm hoping that the Democratic Party won't be like that. Sometimes, not very often, sometimes I hear that in what Democrats say, too.
We're guilty of it, too. There's no question about it. I'm not going to say we're not, but we're not guilty to the extremes that they are.
Exactly, to the extent, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, they're almost pathological about this stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm hoping there's room in the Democratic Party for people with all kinds of views, even views like Representative Stafford has. And that doesn't mean that I don't agree with her. There's things I strongly disagree with her about, but that's okay. There should be room in a party for people with different viewpoints. It should not be that you have to be 100% a certain way or you don't belong in the party or whatever. And I'm afraid sometimes with the presidential election, for example, we may not get the nomination of the exact perfect candidate that we want. But if we're going to be rigid and say, if they don't agree with me on every single thing, I'm not going to vote for them, then the person who we really don't want to get in there, that's who's going to win.
Well, you know, you're really right about that. And but sometimes it's so hard. I'll give you a perfect example. While I don't consider myself to be as left as I used to be, and consider myself to be pretty moderate on some things, somebody like Joe Lieberman drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, I'll just say it. Why don't they just kick him out? But I don't know. Is that being really intolerant on my part?
Well, I think there's a difference between being underhanded, which I see him as being, and honestly having an honest disagreement about things. I think there's Democrats who honestly disagree about issues, but they don't. They aren't underhanded like I see Joe Lieberman being.
I don't know. All of this, you know, I'm gonna have Carl Bernstein back on again because he said he would do it, and talk more about his book about Hillary because 30 minutes is not enough when you throw in commercials and everything else. But also ask him to elaborate more about cultural war and all of this kind of stuff. I'm frustrated with all of this. I'm frustrated with all of this friction. But on the other hand, I'm trying to look for what I'm trying to say here. You have to engage in that to a certain degree because you have to stand up and you have to denounce some of these folks.
Well, it depends. For example, is it Casey, that's the pro-life person from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Bob Casey.
Okay. He does, I mean, he has the pro-life viewpoint, which I disagree with, but he acts in a dignified manner. He acts like a pretty straight-up person, even though he has a view I don't agree with. That's different than the people that really, I mean, they get right down in the mud and they'll throw it at you every opportunity they get. I think that's the difference in integrity of the person. It's himself.
Well, I don't think anybody, but do you think I'm right about this, or you tell me if you think I'm wrong. I don't think anybody, I don't care who they are, I don't think anybody's for abortion. I think the crux of the question is, do you believe in a woman's right to choose? And I think most of us could find common ground by putting in place safety nets and education that would aid women who would be thinking about making that decision so that they would have viable alternatives, plus they wouldn't get there without having the proper information. Okay? But in the end, if they have to make a decision about what to do...
It's their decision.
Is it their decision or is it the state's decision?
Their decision. But see, this is where the contrast is. If you want to try to change people's hearts by... in a kind, loving way, convincing them of your point of view, that is one thing. When you, especially, this is what strikes me at least, if you come to me and want to force me to do something, I will defy you every step of the way. You cannot force people to do something. You can convince them maybe and change their minds. But the problem that I find with the rabid religious right is they want to force me to do something. I will defy them every chance I get. And I think most people feel that way, that they, I don't want to be forced to do anything. You know,
yeah.
If you want to change my mind,
yeah,
that's fine. But don't you make me do something because I
yeah,
want to do it.
Yeah, and the other thing I find, too, is that if you, some of these folks, if you try to approach them in too much of a kind, loving way, they'll just run right over you.
Exactly.
I mean, I get callers here who do that to me. Well, you liberals this, you liberals that. And then when you pin them down on it, then they go like, oh, how could you talk to me that way? And it's like, you know, my deal is, okay, you know what, the days of like, I'll just give you a little love tap and we can walk away friends. No, you know, you can always come back here and call again. But the deal is you want to duke it out. You want to get in the ring. You want to duke it out. Fine. We'll duke it out.
Yeah.
I'll trade blows for blows with you, but I'm not going to try to ruin your life. I'm not going to try to. I'm not going to assume that you're, you know, that you're motivated by the worst, not the best. That you're not a true American. Where have we all, where have we heard all of this before? About, you know, about you're inherently evil.
Mm-hmm.
Your motives are not American. You're not an American.
You're not a real American. Yes.
Yeah, this whole thing. I mean, where have we heard this? Who's this? You know, and that's what I wanted Debbie Stafford. I wanted her to say something about this because I want to know what it is that these folks think that they're going to. And we've let them do this. For how long have we let them do this?
A long time.
And I don't know how anybody can be a member of any party that would conduct itself that way.
Well, that's where I finally got to, Jay. I thought, you know, I have some self-respect. I'm not going to be humiliated by these people anymore, that I would be associated with them. That's why I left.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
See, you know, there are things about conservatism, there are things that about that that are really attractive, that are really okay, that it's not bad to think about, that most of us have some of that stuff in us. Most of us have some of that stuff in us, but the trouble is, you're right. When these folks come on with their attacks, and that's all they do, particularly if you listen to talk radio, and this whole alternative media that they have built, which I was talking about last week, where it's this kind of Tokyo Rose kind of slash Lord Ha-Ha-ism type thing from World War II, or it's like listening to Radio Moscow in 1965, where they had this manufactured set of facts, like Foxaganda and Limbaugh and Hannity and, you know, all these folks. It isn't enough for them just to say, okay, look, we're trying to get from point A to point B. We don't agree how to get to point B, but listen, let's toss some ideas around and discuss it. They got to declare holy war on you.
But, Jay, they're not conservatives. That gives conservatism a bad name. They are fascists, and that's the difference. That's what they are.
Who do you think's on the American scene right now that would be looked at as being a true conservative?
Well,
Ron Paul?
Right now, well, yeah, he's, I would say so. And I'm talking about historical figures like Barry Goldwater to me is a real conservative. Alan Simpson from Wyoming is a real conservative. People who want limited government,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, but he did it, though. Alan Simpson did it. Don't you remember him saying, claiming that Kitty Dukakis had burned an American flag when it wasn't true?
Well, I mean, everybody says things sometimes. But I'm saying true conservatives are people who truly believe in limited government. These people do not believe in limited government. They believe in checking through your windows and looking and seeing what you're doing in your bedroom and everything else about your life. They want to control everything about you. They're not for limited government.
You know what I want? I don't want limited government, but I don't want too much government either. What I want is I want balance.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think government is for balance.
You know, I want government to reach out and protect 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's what I want government to do. And if that's being a socialist, then I guess that makes me one. But on the other hand, I want regulation, but I don't want it to be so encumbered that we can't have innovation and productivity.
Yes.
But I don't want people getting ripped off and screwed either.
That's right. There's the balance again.
Yeah. Probably. Thanks. What a great call.
Thank you.
Boy, I hope you call again. Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I wish you could sit down with some of these, and a lot of these conservatives I sit down with, that's immediately what they start into. Oh, Hillary Clinton, she's going to raise taxes. John Edwards, oh, let's talk about his haircut. Oh, okay, you want to go down that road? Fine. We'll talk about Mitt Romney. Of course he thinks the economy's okay. What is he, a gazillion-dollar white man? If I had that much money, I'd think the economy was fine, too. And how about the money he spends? 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic now with Ricardo Morgan.
Jay, around town, we're in pretty good shape on the highways. The only problem you're going to have is southbound I-25. It's a little slow from I-70 heading down to Spear. No real surprise there. You're kind of used to that. That'll be loosening up here in the next few minutes. Looks better as you head through the bridges. No worries in and around the tech center or making that drive across Aurora on 225. Still seeing good speeds on I-70 on both sides of the city, even across that elevated portion. On the west side, though, there is an accident on 285. It's inbound right around Highway 8, accident with a fuel leak. Got a cleanup going on there, so definitely want to avoid that area just west of 470 on 285 right now. Weather forecast, mostly sunny and cool, high in the mid to upper 50s, clear and cold tonight, low 34, into the 60s tomorrow. Right now it's 47 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Shea Homes is known for quality construction and customer service, and from now until the end of October, it's your chance to...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the company corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le frit.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
To the public without a prescription, it's called Zero Smoke. And right now, you can participate in a free trial. Call now, 1-800-300-3163.
Now, I am so done with smoking. I did it for me. I did it for my kids. I did it for my mom.
Find out how you can participate in a free trial of Zero Smoke by calling 1-800-300-3163. 1-800-300-3163. That's 1-800-300-3163.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I was once out strolling one very hot summer's day. When I thought I'd lay myself down to rest.
This is going to sound really stupid, but I used to play my recorder to this song when I was like in middle school.
I lay there in the sun.
I used to do other things to this song, and I wasn't in middle school.
As I fell asleep.
Okay. All right, 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patchy Fog, hi today. 56 open phones. Let's go to Jack and Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
In yesterday's Greeley Tribune, on page AA10, there's an op-ed by Ken Buck. It's at least his third scathing, well, it's the most scathing of all, personal attack on our mayor, who happens to be Republican, even though the council and mayor are nonpartisan, but the Tribune managed to reveal that in the 05 election, accusing him of not wanting to enforce the law of because he expressed concern about profiling. If we get an ICE office here, that he's trashing the cops as being unwilling to uphold the Constitution, half-truths and total distortions. And it's too long to read, but it's absolutely horrible. And it's just, and of course, you know, he's trying to influence the election because the mayor's up for election next month.
Yeah, maybe he'll run himself against the mayor.
Well, he can't do that. It's too late. The mayor has an opponent. But, you know, I mean, this is just beyond the pale. You ought to go look at that. You know, it's too long to read. But
I will go read it.
It's just absolutely sick. I mean, it's a vicious personal attack. And turning that office into a political arm is just unprecedented in the generation that I've lived up here.
Well, you guys ought to work to get him out.
Well, somebody's going to, yeah, I think that would
That's what you ought to do. You ought to work to get him out, force him to resign. All right, Jack, I'll go read it, and I appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay.
Thanks.
You bet.
All right, that winds up a wild morning with our first winner of $760, Brandon Fields of Boulder. Don't forget, you want to win? Go to WhiteHouseMakeover.com. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. in Las Vegas.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5755. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.